The following presentation is brought to you by Rant Entertainment Media. For the entertainment you love and the opinions and history you crave, visit rantenradio.com. The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Continue. Every week, The Shining Wizards is brought to you free of charge, and we thank you for listening. But if you'd like to help support the show in other ways, here's a few things that you can do to help. Go to iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a review. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and shop the way you usually do. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy some of our merchandise, visit prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards or shiningwizards.com/merch and purchase one of our t-shirts or some of our other great stuff. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Become our friend on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Check out our Instagram photos at Wizards Podcast. And for all our videos, visit youtube.com/theshiningwizards. The Shining Wizards is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, TuneIn, The Shining Wizards Network, shiningwizards.com, and Tuesdays live at 7 p.m. East on swlive.net and rantemradio.com. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
What's up, everybody? You got EYFBO in the house. You got the funky monkey Angel Ortiz.
You got the nasty assassin Mike Dressed.
And we're here sitting on the throne in the Shining Wizards Studios. And we're telling you to listen and tune in every week because this is the shit.
Show me what you got.
Yow!
I have a small dick.
No, what?
God damn.
All hail King Goldberg.
Am I right?
Goldberg?
King Goldberg?
Well, he's in charge. He's the man with the 16 pounds of the proverbial gold. Welcome, everyone. Episode 302 of The Shining Wizards live on Rant Entertainment Media in podcast form all over the rest of the free world. I'm Shining Wizards Tony, joined by a gaggle of wizards who are gagging on me later.
Hold on.
What?
Why King?
Because he's the king. He's not the king.
He didn't win a tournament. He doesn't have a crown or a scepter.
You don't consider that beautiful Universal Championship to be the crown jewel of Monday Night Raw?
No, but you didn't refer to Kevin Owens as the king for the past eight.
Because he's a piece of shit. He's a peon. He lost. It's all about Goldberg now.
It's fake.
I can't.
Fucking fake.
I can't get into it.
Why?
I just can't get into him being the champ.
Really? Foregone conclusion. Like, you knew this was coming. Like, you couldn't get yourself ready for it?
No. Let me tell you about Fastlane.
Oh. The fucking first time ever that it's really Fastlane.
And the fucking sounds. They have those sounds.
They're in the Fastlane of WrestleMania, you dick.
I was so bored that I downloaded that Champions game on my phone.
How is it?
Oh God. No.
It's stupid. It's meant for children.
Yes.
Why would you? Well,
I was so out of it.
Did watching the pay-per-view make you feel that retarded?
No, I just couldn't. There was nothing. I wasn't drawn to anything that was happening at the pay-per-view.
Oh, it was terrible. We can get to that. You want to talk about the pay-per-view now?
Yeah, I mean, it all leads into last night on Raw.
It was okay. The pay-per-view was fucking bad. It was bad. It was boring. It sucked. The best match was the cruiserweight match.
Yes.
That finally woke up the crowd. The booking made no goddamn sense,
yeah.
And it was lazy as shit. There's a million ways they could have had Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman finish that match. My idea, what I was thinking would have been cool, Roman hits the spear, and then the fucking lights go out, smoke fills the ring, and fucking Taker's glove comes through the ring, fucking grabs Roman by the ankle and just fucking pulls him down.
Ah, a non-finish like that? That's a big buildup.
That's a
Strowman.
Great finish.
Protects both of them.
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with
Strowman's
the Roman
dead.
Roman Wayne's.
I mean, look, he missed. He went for broke because he realized he had to go for broke against to put Roman Reigns away.
He lost.
It just
and
over.
He missed.
What
I
did
mean,
you do? What did you spend all that time for?
Yeah,
to
but
build
he
him up for Roman Reigns. That was the problem with Cena, and I said this weeks ago, and even Ryback talked about it, and all people that were there talk about it, and that's why they have to rely on Goldbergs and Brock Lesnar's now. There's no superstars because you build people up, and then you just feed them to that one guy. And then they never gain their credibility back. That's it. Roman Reigns is the new Cena. That's it.
I don't think Strowman needed to go over to get over.
He didn't need to get pinned, though. Roman Reigns could have Superman punched him on the outside and just barely beat the count.
Well, you saw it took several Superman punches to put Strowman down, and Strowman went to the top.
And missed.
Like, as a last resort. Like, he was going balls out. I think it makes – he had an awesome match with Big Show a couple weeks ago.
Whoa.
He's still so young. He hasn't been around that long.
Yeah, well.
It was good guy versus bad guy. Good guy won.
And he seems to think he's not going to be around much longer.
He'll be around, but he's going to be Rusev.
Your next Impact That's Wrestling it. Champion?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be Rusev. I think
he'll be Rusev.
I think he's leaps and bounds ahead of Rusev. I think every time you see Strowman, he's improving. It's from what I hear, he has a willingness to learn. And, you know, what they did with him last night on Raw just makes sense because he's done it before. He backed away from, Brock? No.
Oh, well.
Brock going into the Rumble, right? He was in the ring. He picks his spots. As much as I want to see Undertaker Strowman, I mean, you knew it was going to end up.
The crowd wanted Undertaker Strowman. They chanted "Holy shit!" when they're in the ring.
Yeah,
no one wants fucking Roman Reigns.
I think I understand the why they back Braun Strowman away all the time. The fact that he's young helps, but also you have Brock Lesnar and Goldberg, who are two juggernauts on Raw right now as it is. You can't fucking just throw him in there and make him a third one. You know what I'm saying?
They've done that with him with other people, too, and not just Brock and Goldberg.
Well, he lost to Sami Zayn, for Christ's sakes, in that fucking 10-minute Mick Foley going, no, don't continue. Fuck you, I'm continuing.
Yeah, he didn't actually lose, though. Sami Zayn just beat the time limit.
Oh, it's still a loss.
He wasn't pinned.
Yeah, but losing to Sami Zayn like that is, like,
but
more protected than losing.
He didn't lose to Sami Zayn.
He did.
He
lost the match.
He had to win in 10 minutes. He didn't win.
He had to
win
in 10 minutes.
He
didn't.
Pinned. He wasn't pinned.
Yeah, but it's still a loss.
It's a loss. A loss.
Sami Zayn was declared the winner.
He's the winner of my heart.
That match didn't annoy me as much as the fucking Bayley and fucking Charlotte thing. What was the point?
Oh, fuck that shit.
What was the point of building up Charlotte as being undefeated or like on this awesome streak on pay-per-view only to have her lose? And the fucking, they're going into a three-way dance at Mania. Bayley lost on Raw, by the way.
Of course
By pinfall, by the way.
A little cheap, though.
But it makes no fucking
sense.
You
know what doesn't make sense is the fact that Bayley's the champion going into Raw. How much better would it have been if Charlotte was the undefeated pay-per-view champion going into Raw and Bayley had to fucking scratch and climb, then beats Charlotte at WrestleMania for the belt,
and they could have had,
loses.
They could have had Bayley and Sasha do their fucking number one contenders, cop out, they both get counted out or disqualified or some shit, and they say, fuck it, let's make it a triple threat.
Yeah.
That would have been the easy thing to do. You fucking protect Bayley. And Bayley looks like a piece of shit losing on the pay-per-view anyway because Sasha interfered.
Yeah.
I don't fucking get it. I don't get it.
That Why whole situation's stupid.
Bayley's been made out to be such a fucking piece of shit underdog. I have no fucking like support for her anymore. I really don't.
No, she sucks.
There's no point.
The character
got a nice
sucks.
Ass, though.
Yeah,
she's
does.
Fucking big titties, nice rump, everything. Fucking A.
Yeah.
They got to do one of those special DVDs that they used to do with all the fucking divas on the beach.
Yeah, they don't do
like
that anymore.
Like the lingerie shoots and all that shit. They put everybody in those.
Yeah, you're right.
Molly maybe, Holly, all
maybe,
awkward.
Maybe they shouldn't then.
Nicole Bass was in a few of them,
Nia
wasn't
Jax
she?
On the beach.
Oh. Nia Jax.
She's in one of those old like 1930s bathing suits that like the dudes used to wear.
And she's walking with Jack Gallagher with the parasol, with the fucking...
Yo, that'd get over.
The double singlet fucking bathing suit with the polka dots and shit.
That would get over. Nia Jax's match was the shits. She's so bad.
Ugh.
And she lost.
Yeah.
Fucking dumb.
She's lost twice.
Oh,
she lost
God.
To Belly to Belly, and now she lost to fucking...
God.
Ugh.
So fucking bad.
I'm trying to, like, other than Samoa Joe, did a heel win? Like...
Yeah, Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gallows and Gallows Anderson, and Anderson won.
Roman Thank Reigns. God.
But that whole bullshit with Big Show and Rusev and Jinder Mahal.
God, what was that shit about? Holy fuck.
I didn't even know that Mahal and Rusev were in a feud.
No, they weren't. They were starting to put them together, and the next thing
they
you know, it just
teamed for a month.
Yeah. I would have been fine with Mahal and Rusev being a team, to be honest with
so
you.
So would I, actually.
Yeah, it's fine. So can we go back to Braun?
League
for a
of Nations.
Sure. What happens to Braun now? I feel like his invincibility shield has been destroyed.
He's still young, though. But what my question is, doesn't matter
if he's still young. Think about all the guys in like the 2005, 6, 7 era when Cena was burying everybody.
Yeah,
all those
quote
unquote young guys that could have gotten over been stars are no longer there. They're all gone.
I think the difference is right now McMahon's got a fucking boner for Strowman. I don't think Strowman's going anywhere.
He has a bigger boner for Roman Reigns.
Well, but I mean that's fucking goes without saying.
Now Strowman doesn't even have a program for Mania.
Exactly. Like that was what I was getting to. Like what the fuck is he going to do now?
Nothing. He's not even going to be on the goddamn show.
Wait a minute. I'm calling it now. Braun Strowman is your 2017 Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal fucking winner.
You called it.
There it is. Fuck you, Homer.
You know what would have been cool if they did this? If they do this with Braun Strowman, they fucking make him like a Hulk Hogan character. Make him a face. Make him like a big superhero like
fucking
face.
Strowmania.
Well, no, it wouldn't have to be that. But I think he would be an awesome, mega, big face. I think he'd be awesome.
I'm in for Strowmania. sign me up.
The Stro. Strowmania.
Oh, God, no. The Stro.
The big deal Craig Steele is wrestling the Stro for UPWA.
In East Hanover, right?
Yeah.
I saw that.
When is that?
March 25th.
Yeah, I'll be there.
There's a lot of shit going on.
Cheap plugs.
I'll be on that show doing something with whoever they throw me
Chris Payne. He's on that show.
Then I guess I'm with him.
They'll figure out something to do with him. If he wins the Battle Royal, Andre the Giant. Yeah. That gets his heat back, brother.
No, there's no heat.
That Battle Royal sucks. is a fucking joke.
No, it's not. It made Baron Corbin, bro.
What's he doing for WrestleMania?
Ambrose.
Oh, really? That's a pretty big profile match.
No, it's not. That's a pre-show match.
Well,
it's the pre-show.
I get the whole pre-show thing too, but they gotta get rid of the matches on. Just stop. Just go back to a half an hour,
dude. WrestleMania being fucking 15 hours is gonna be fucking awesome.
You know what I realized the other day?
No.
That WrestleMania is gonna be 15 hours.
I haven't watched WrestleMania from last year.
Are you serious?
It was the worst one ever.
It was fucking open. The Mets opened that night, and I could give a shit less about a disappointing
I don't even know what happened at WrestleMania last year.
Roman Reigns beat Triple H.
Zack Ryder
Wait,
was
he fought
IC
Triple
champion.
H last year?
Yeah.
What? Oh, Stephanie came out with the big fuck me boots and the leather outfit. That's right. She was fucking hot.
Zack Ryder won the IC title. AJ lost to Jericho.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's all coming back to me.
What was Brock?
Brock... Ambrose?
Yes.
No.
And it was Undertaker too. Wyatt, wasn't it?
No, Undertaker Shane.
Oh, that's right.
Last year's Mania was terrible.
Dean Ambrose really fought Brock Lesnar last year?
Yes.
Yeah. One-on-one?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a squash.
Well, was that the title match?
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
WrestleMania last year was terrible.
WrestleMania last year only had one title. This is going to be the first WrestleMania since the brand split, right?
Yes.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah, what? Brock beat Ambrose in a 13-minute no-holds-barred street fight.
Let me tell you something. What was the title match?
The main event?
Roman Reigns, Triple H. That's right, because Triple H won the Rumble.
Oh, fuck, that's right. Roman had to defend the title at the Rumble.
It was slow and plodding.
Oh, God. No, dude, he fell asleep, remember? Fucking, what were they chanting? You were sleeping? Fucking awful.
He fell asleep during the Strowman match, too, the 30-minute chin locks.
Look.
The pre-stro?
The pre-stro.
Oh, fucking boo-hoo.
That's what they're going to call it.
The pre-stro.
The League of Nations against the New Day.
Oh, that's what Austin...
Well, at least New Day had a match last year.
Oh, God, I'm done with them, too.
I'm done with everything that was...
Did they ever pay off the ice cream thing?
It came out during Fastlane with an ice cream cart.
No. If New Day fucking did what CM Punk wanted to do and bring back the fucking ice cream bars,
yeah,
then I'd be all on board with that shit again.
I'll tell you
that's probably what they're doing just to fucking piss off CM Punk.
I really hope so.
That cart they brought out with all their little goofy ice cream bar faces on the side, if that's something real, that's a fucking seller right there.
Who was
bro.
Serving the ice cream? Buck Zumhoff?
$40 a fucking ice cream bar.
Probably.
Their cereal's like $20.
Is it really?
Thank you.
think so.
Does it come with a shirt?
I'll stick to my Captain
Crunch. Come with a fucking horn?
It's got to come with a shirt.
It's got to come with something,
No,
right?
I'm telling you. It comes with
18
cereal.
Bucks a box.
Oh, fuck.
From where?
I don't know. Fucking
Target.
What's that?
WWEchef.com.
Walmart.
FYE Entertainment.
Wait, FYE still in business?
Suncoast Video.
Palmer.
Palmer Video. Buy your New Day cereal at Palmer Video and rent Blaster Master.
What was the other one? Hollywood?
Hollywood Video?
The one that was still at the malls?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Now you got a t-shirt.
Where?
That's not bad.
At FYE.
How much is the t-shirt?
The cereal by itself is $13.
There you go. That's ridiculous.
What if you get the combo, the cereal and the shirt? Do they give you a little?
$26.
That's not bad.
It's a box of fucking cereal!
Yeah, but usually the t-shirts are $20 on fucking WWE anyway, so if you parlay with the t-shirt, you got a fucking deal.
Yeah, a little parlay.
There you go. Parlay, Kevin. Come on.
I wouldn't.
You don't know anything about parties.
Well, you don't like wearing t-shirts with black wrestlers on them.
When
was the last time you wore your Bobby Lashley shirt?
He has no fucking face, bro. I wore my Team Pazuzu t-shirt tonight.
They're black?
They're like Puerto Rican. So, I mean,
close enough.
I wear my Kofi Kingston t-shirt. Yeah, and my wife
says... I miss SOS. Kofi, bring back SOS.
Do you really?
I fucking love that song. It's one of my all-time favorite theme songs.
SOS.
You lose your life. What the fuck is that?
It's not SOS.
It's not.
What is this?
That's fucking F-U-C-K.
Terrible YouTube.
You hear me shouting?
SOS.
You know what? I was thinking.
Here we go.
And you know,
I am a jobber.
Meeting ice cream.
He's been around forever.
Andy Orton thinks I'm dumb. Fuck yeah, dude. Remember? He's the fucking reason for stupid, stupid, stupid.
Yeah.
Is the audio going through the Mevo, by the way? Have we checked?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Rappadoo.
Ribba-dabba-doo. Oh, all right, what else do we
I got something real quick.
I got something.
They're turning Braun Strowman face. They're going to do what they did with him with The Undertaker.
No.
Remember, Undertaker was heel for a while, and then he lost a couple times to Hogan, got pinned, lost to Warrior. They'll reboot him as a face. They have to. They have to reboot him as a face.
That was a great moment when Jake the Snake asked, what side are you on? And he's just like, not yours.
Yeah, they have to reboot him as a face at this point.
Why wouldn't you make him a face?
Yeah, he'd be
great.
I'd be
all right with
that. You know what? The more I'm thinking about it.
Great face.
Stromania.
They should have did a double turn.
Fuck.
They should have made fucking Roman Reigns the heel and Strowman the face. They could have did a double turn.
They'll never turn Roman Reigns
heel. You're right. They won't.
Ever.
It's wishful thinking, Edward.
So what are they expecting going into Mania, fighting the biggest face in like the history of the company?
He's going to get booed out of the fucking building, but he's going to beat him. But the Undertaker's going to give him his respect, and they think the fans are going to cheer him. They're still going to shit on him next night on Monday Night Raw. Vince is out of touch.
So
the only thing Vince ever did that was a good idea was fucking WrestleMania. All his other ideas are fucking bad.
Every idea
is bad.
He gets a worse crowd reaction than Cena. He's got no fucking promo skills still.
At all.
And they're going to fucking think that a loss to The Undertaker with a fucking handshake of respect is going to change anything?
A win over The Undertaker.
You think he's beating The Undertaker?
100%.
100%.
Undertaker's going to give him respect after he beats him.
Do you think this is like their last ditch effort to try and get him over as a face?
Nope. They're going to keep on keeping on.
They're going to keep on keeping on.
Because he's good in the ring. He has good matches.
He does.
He can work. Yeah.
Which is the kill on Cena, because Cena gets a shit reaction half the time, and he can fucking work too.
Him and I hate to change subjects, but the Cena Miz promo from SmackDown was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Miz is great.
Imagine they gave that build when it mattered 6 WrestleManias ago.
They didn't care. That was just a build up to The Rock.
He was young.
But still.
He brought that up, too, in his promo.
Yeah.
Oh, how he beat him at Mania already?
How he stepped in and he overshadowed him the next night. And
it was just a commercial for The Rock.
It was a
2-year-long commercial.
That's all it was. That's all it was, that build-up for The Rock.
You know what was great? There was a...
this brownie's fucking great.
There was a table for three, and The Miz and fucking R-Truth were on it, and they were bragging about how they fucking sold out MSG, taking on Cena and The Rock in that tag match. It was so fucking funny and hilarious, and you knew they were playing it off as a fucking goof. It was great. I think that might turn out to be a good match, actually. That mixed tag match?
Miz and, I didn't know she was, like, foreign.
She's the Canadian. Girl. Maurice? She's French-Canadian.
Yeah.
You remember when she used to be a heel back in the day? She would do the talk to the hand, and she would, like, do her fucking promos in French and shit? Oh, that's right. You didn't watch wrestling all the time.
Yeah, her accent came across. What was I doing? I was doing something and I was listening, and then her act, and I looked, I'm like, who the fuck? I'm like, why does she have a goofy accent?
She talks like Pepe Le Pew.
Like a hot Pepe Le Pew.
She's so hot.
Bad news coming across the Facebook, guys.
Uh-oh. What?
Outlaw Ron Bass. Rest in peace.
No!
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck!
I can't
He cost Brutus Beefcake a title match.
I can't name one of Outlaw and Ron Bass's matches.
That was how we got the... not how we got the barber gimmick, but it was a big... part of the barber gimmick.
When he wrestled
brownies.
Beefcake.
I thought you said you made cookies.
No,
he said, I believe
brownies,
his exact
bro.
Words were baked goods.
Yeah, good point. No, I'm okay. I don't think it's going to go well with the wine.
How'd he die?
I'm about to find out.
He was hospitalized over the weekend, and that's why he wasn't at the big event.
Oh, really?
So, who knows?
Oh, while we're on the subject, prayers for Jose Chico, Dan Moff's mentor.
Yeah.
He took a turn. That was kind of unexpected.
That picture
kind of
freaked me out a bit.
Yeah.
Oos.
So thoughts and prayers out to Oos.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Hopefully he comes
nicest
back
guy.
Soon.
Nicest so guy.
He could annoy the shit out of Chris Payne with the fucking Wepa music in the car again.
Yeah.
One of my favorite videos ever that fucking Payne posted.
Yeah,
I hate the guy, but he's pretty funny.
You hate Chris Payne?
Of course I do. He's a dick.
Oh. Whoa.
You can't name one Ron Bass match?
No.
He was in the first Royal Rumble and probably the second.
At the 1988 King of the Ring tournament, he qualified for the finale after beating a young Shawn Michaels, but was paid by Ted DiBiase to fake an injury.
Yeah, see? I don't remember shit.
But that was the 88 Rumble. That was like in Kansas City.
No, that was the King
it?
Of the Ring.
Oh, I mean King of the Ring. But wasn't that... That was pre-pay-per-view King of the Ring,
yes.
Wasn't it?
And he lost his hair in a hair versus hair match to Beefcake on Saturday night's main event.
Ted DiBiase won that King of the Ring, didn't he?
No.
88?
Bret Hart.
No, 88?
Bret Hart.
Yeah.
For real? So Bret Hart's won it three times?
Oh, no. What's his 88?
It wasn't Bret Hart. It had to be DiBiase.
But Bret Hart did win one before.
Yeah, but that was like
92.
Because 93 when it became pay-per-view. 92 he won, and then he won in 93 on the pay-per-view. Yeah, because 88 was the year they had the WrestleMania 4 tournament, right?
That sucked, too.
Yeah, but... Macho Man won the tournament for the title, but DiBiase won.
DiBiase won the 88 tournament.
Thank you.
By count out. That's so fucking lame.
Yeah, but he beat the Macho Man, didn't he?
By count out.
Because Macho was the champ, dude.
And Macho had to beat fucking the Red Rooster to get into the finals.
How is WWE still around? How are they still around?
Holy shit.
Fuck, they're lucky
they got
Hulk Hogan.
That's amazing.
Because they're like the only... ones.
They're lucky they got Hulk Hogan.
You ever hear the story about when Terry Taylor came back after the whole Red Rooster thing? And
he only did garden shows for a while.
He came into the garden and he's in the ring and to himself he said, "I'm back, baby." And then it's all quiet for a split second. You hear, completely took the wind out of his sails.
Terrific Terry Taylor, right?
Yes.
I heard they punished Rusev for cutting his hair by having Big Show squash him.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Really? That's
but isn't his whole gimmick like handsome Rusev or some shit?
I love the hair was over. The hair was over with me. He looks like just normal guy. Normal big tank guy.
Normal guy Rusev.
I liked his long stringy hair. His wrestler hair. He was a
throwback.
He has that faux hawk shit.
I know that they're a publicly traded company.
Mm-hmm.
Machka?
God damn it. Why wouldn't they take hold of fucking Rusev? Bring back the Russian gimmick with all the shit going on with Trump. He would be the fucking, either the biggest heel or the biggest face in wrestling.
He is fucking hilarious when he's off script, too. He's great.
If this was like the mid-90s, Vince would fucking run with that like he did with Slaughter.
He could talk about how the battleship is off our coast and say, "No, don't worry, it's my friends."
Oh my God,
they bring
fantastic.
Me sandwich.
No, Trump is meet with Putin today.
It's fine, no problem. Like everything's good.
I mean, he would die in the ring, but whatever.
No, I'd be fine. Abusive.
Bret Hart won the 91 King of the Ring.
And then he won 92, which was the pay-per-view, wasn't 93.
It? No, 93.
He beat IRS in the fight.
Vince McMahon calls Rusev into the office to have a conversation. "Rusev, I need to talk to you." "Oh, don't worry. I know what you're going to talk to me about. I hack phone. I know. It's fine. I'll be there tomorrow." 7 p.m. Be there tomorrow for big match. Goodbye.
That'd be fucking fantastic.
That would work.
That would be fucking great.
That'd be fucking over like crazy.
I hack phone. I know. I see you. Okay. Okay.
But people get crazy, and they would like try and kill him. They wouldn't get that it's like a fucking gimmick.
Yeah.
Nah, because most of the people that are against our relationship with Russia are fucking like they'd rather protest than fight anyway.
Yeah, but wrestling fans aren't smart.
Well, isn't tomorrow like no females go to work day or some shit?
Yeah, I am going to declare myself a female.
Yeah, that's who we identify with.
That means there will be no dishes done and no laundry folded.
No sandwiches made.
No sandwiches made.
What about the hookers?
Yeah, they're the best.
Yeah, but do they still go to work?
Hell yeah, they got Johns. Not Johns. Yeah, they got Johns.
No, they got Johns too.
They got Johns. Of course, they have to.
Yeah, I don't think it applies to them. I don't think they really give
a shit. They're not really people.
No, they're not. You're right.
Well, neither are women if you want to be truly fair.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, you know that useless piece of skin around the foreskin?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the foreskin.
No, that the useless piece of skin around the foreskin? It's called the woman.
Holy fuck.
Wow, boom! Man.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh. Oh.
That was funny, Kevin. So it's Wednesday? It's awesome.
Oh, fuck. What else happened on the pay-per-view? Is there anything else we need to discuss?
Roman Reigns beat Braun Strowman.
No. Aside from that depression.
That was a shitty pay-per-view.
The Samoa Joe match wasn't even all that great.
No, it was too short.
Yeah.
It was too short.
It probably should have been shorter if you think about it.
No.
They should have let Samoa Joe just fucking steamroll over him.
No.
Sami Zayn, underdog.
Sami Zayn, you got to keep him sort of protected. He's good. He's good.
When's he going to jump? They got to put somebody else on SmackDown.
After WrestleMania, Vince is going to come out on Raw and he's going to be like, it's time to shake things up.
Yeah.
It's time for a draft. SmackDown's going to get 3 for every one that Raw gets. And everybody's available. They're going to fucking draft like Michael Cole, like anybody gives a shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be all that stupid shit again. They're going to fucking they're going to draft one of the referees just to be fucking kooky. And that's going to be it. Oh, and then fucking Charlotte, after she wins the belt, is going to go to SmackDown. And then fucking Alexa Bliss is going to go to Raw for more hijinks. Ugh, that fucking sounded Jewish. Hijinks to ensue. It's going to be fucking stupid. But that's what's going to happen. They're going to call another draft.
Are you going for your whole Stephanie versus Mick?
Well, Mick is depressed, isn't he? Who's going to be on the team?
No, yes, he is.
No, let's not do that.
Oh, it's going to be. Oh,
no,
even better.
Oh, no.
Who's
oh,
friendly?
No, the Braun Strowman Raw
yes.
team.
Yes, oh, no. It's going to be one-on-one. She's going to pick Braun Strowman, and Mick's going to pick somebody else. Who can Mick pick? Mick pick.
Sami Zayn again.
Oh, no. He puts his faith in Sami Zayn, and Sami Zayn loses, and she fires him, and Sami Zayn goes to SmackDown, and Mick loses his job.
Why does that make so much sense?
Holy fuck, we're booking WrestleMania,
They're
people.
Not going to do that because it's brilliant. Because
Braun Strowman's going to fucking win the
That's 2017. That's a good story you just told, dude.
And it makes sense because Strowman got in Foley's face, and Foley's always been backing fucking Sami Zayn against Strowman to begin with.
Yeah.
And then Strowman's going to lose. Oh, shit.
No, Sammy, you called it when Sami Zayn's going to lose, get fired, go SmackDown.
Fucking A, you heard it here first.
They're not going to do it. You know what's going to happen? Braun Strowman wins the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
They need the sweet in the pot with that.
What, you don't like the swank statue that they guys get?
Nah, give him, you got to make it, you know, like.
A title shot. You want
a title
shot on Raw
the
next night.
Do something.
A title shot of your choosing on Raw the following night.
And, you know, to go back to the Charlotte thing, like, they were building that up so much.
They ruined that.
They had an opportunity to make, like, her streak be on par with the championship. You could do two completely different separate feuds and then have whoever the champion is meet her, or if she's the champ, meet the number one contender. They could have done a whole thing with it.
They could have built the hell up out of Bayley, too, chasing her to WrestleMania.
Man, they really
shit the bed.
I really don't like that they did that at Fastlane.
Yeah, what they're doing makes no sense at all. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Big, juicy tits.
What are they going to do after, what's his face? Brock Lesnar squashes Goldberg at Mania.
Because
that's
going to
be a squash. Yes, he is. They're not going to have a match.
No,
what do you consider a squash?
German F5 pin. That's it.
You'll get 5 minutes out of him.
No way.
Yeah, because that doesn't fit the Brock MO. Because sure, once Brock gets you down, he likes beating the shit out of you.
Not happening.
You got Brock hits a German, then he walks, then he smirks.
Well, he has to catch his breath.
They'll milk it. You know, he'll hit a devastating, another one. He'll walk. He'll yell.
He'll turn red. He'll sweat profusely.
He'll laugh. Uh-oh, he'll stand over Goldberg. I think it'll be a squash, but I think it'll be 4 to 6 minutes.
I think it'll be a quick squash to get Brock Lesnar's heat back. That's what I think.
That doesn't end the show.
No, well, Roman Reigns' Undertaker ends the show.
You think so?
Well. Yeah.
Because they keep saying on SmackDown... Main event WrestleMania.
It's like eight.
Who's in the title picture right now on SmackDown? Is it finalized?
It's not finalized.
That could close the show. Orton Wyatt.
Yeah, but didn't somebody win a match?
They're gonna change that tonight. Oh. AJ beat Luke Harper. In the process, he knocked down Shane McMahon. So they're setting that up.
So what happens to Luke Harper for WrestleMania?
It's going to be a three-way
Andre
Wyatt,
the
then.
Giant Battle Royal!
Here's what we're going to do.
No, Luke Harper and Baron Corbin are going to win the tag belts.
No, Baron Corbin's wrestling Dean Ambrose. Oh,
that's right.
Luke Harper and Apollo Crews can win the tag titles.
That'd be the best tag team.
Bizarro Moose.
Well, Eric Rowan could be coming back, too, so who knows what they could do.
I like the... there were two parts? Three parts of SmackDown I enjoyed.
SmackDown was very good.
The opening, I'm done with the women again. I'm back on the fucking, I can do without them.
I could do without them.
I can do without them. Fucking Alexa Bliss and Mickie James and Becky Lynch. It's just like fucking snooze.
Hello.
Snooze fast, bro.
All that about Alexa Bliss. All
right. But
Guinness,
if you want hotter women wrestlers.
All peanut in my pub bowl.
SmackDown's got the better looking women's wrestlers. I
got a peanut in the pub bowl, and sometimes I go to the bathroom and I don't wipe my vagina with the tissue. I now wipe with my hands and then I give everyone syphilis through the peanut bowl.
That's fucking great.
I'm Becky Lynch. I'm related to the fallen angels. My accent is just as bad.
Becky.
Aye.
Are you?
I have my period.
Are you excited for St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, oi, that's an American holiday, yeah.
Do you like to call it St. Paddy's Day or St. Patrick's Day?
I like to eat the nuts out of the pub bowl. Oi.
What does your corned beef look like?
Becky Lynch. Hello. Hello! Hola, hello!
Sinead O'Connor or Conor McGregor?
Conor the Crusher, hello!
Oh, dead baby reference.
Hello, oi! 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 Little peanut head, oi! Oi!
I ate Conor out of the bowl at the pub!
I ate Conor out of the bowl at the pub, I did! I'll do it again, too!
What do they say over in the UK, bloody hell?
Bloody hell! Oi! Aren't I Irish, though?
Whatever. Hey, how do you feel about U2?
Oi.
The band.
U2?
Yeah.
Ah, Bono should have hung it up years ago. He's the fucking shits.
Your accent's changed three times.
Oh, hello. Oh, hi. Irish.
Do you believe in the luck of the Irish?
I don't, no.
Curse
I believe
the
in
Irish.
Their lucky charms.
She's cursed with a horrible voice.
What if you had a child, would you give it...
Oh, no, I'm barren.
Would you... Baron Corbin? Baron Corbin?
No, I had uterus cancer. I can't have babies.
Uterus cancer?
Yes.
Oi. She was trying to funnel Guinness through a fucking twat.
Oi, oi, oi. Hello. Oh, but...
What the fuck? What are you saying, woman?
I've got a mouthful of shit. Shit poop.
What are you,
Oi! Oi!
When you come to the States, do you stay in, like, the
Holiday
Boston...
Oi!
The Boston area?
No, Holiday Inn.
Like, Southie?
Hello!
From Southie?
Oh, yeah. No, hello!
No matter where they perform, she stays in Southie.
Oh, God.
You know, the Southies, they don't like the other races.
No?
That's...
I love how it ends once the music's over. Perfect.
Did you hear? I just read in the news. Some lady was trying to poison her husband in his Lucky Charms because she didn't want to have sex with him.
Yes. She wasn't terrible looking either.
No. Wonder what her husband looked like.
Hoy.
I mean, there's better ways to go about that.
Yeah.
Divorce. I mean, you got to really fucking hate someone.
Lorena, bobbing it up.
Bobbing it up.
Bobbing it up.
Poisoning Lucky Charms.
Fucking leave. Get a divorce.
Bob it.
Maybe he's got a fucking horse cock.
Bop it.
I don't know.
Yeah, bop but if it. You kill him and you get caught, you go to prison.
Fuck it. Poison it.
Poison it. Chop it.
So did he died?
Did he died?
Yeah.
Cut
who,
it.
Did who died?
The guy. The,
fuck
the,
it.
The, no. The Unlucky Charms.
No, he didn't die. I don't know. You should look it up.
Fuck him. He deserves to die if he's not fucking his wife.
Fuck him.
Whatever.
Yes. You weren't surprised with the fucking Goldberg squash.
No.
Not at all. No way.
Where you know.
I... Pet peeve of mine, the fucking music on the ramp and the
lazy.
Fucking posing.
How lazy was that booking? It, oh,
but,
wow.
But
got a reaction.
It protects Kevin
stupid.
Owens. It as crazy as and as much as I hate that kind of finish, it completely protected Kevin Owens. It protected him more than Braun Strowman was protected.
Still lazy, though.
Very, very fucking lazy, but very protective.
But hello? Super predictable. Hello, hi. Oi.
I was really hoping for the.
Let me tell you something.
Chest
though.
Guard.
I watched the whole thing from the entrances to the ending, having dinner tonight with my kid.
Yeah.
He was all into it. He was pissed off at Kevin Owens. Why is he not getting in the ring? Can
Who,
we fast
Goldberg?
Forward this? No, Kevin Owens wouldn't get in the ring.
Oh.
And he's going, can we fast forward this? I want him to get in the ring. I'm like, take it easy, relax. He'll get in the ring. And
Shut
I let
up,
him sit
kid.
Out through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And when fucking Goldberg won, dude, he lost his shit.
Mm.
So for as little as Kevin Owens was in an actual match, it fucking told a great story that he was trying to play mind games, and then he was the one that got fucked over in the end.
That's They're really protecting their 50-year-old part-timer.
Yeah, he was
very smart.
Notice how he gets winded when they follow him from the back all the way to the ring.
Yeah,
it's a long fucking walk.
I know it's a long.
I don't
fucking
remember
that walk.
WCW walk being that long. You know what? You know what somebody needs to do. And I thought about this when he was making his entrance. Somebody, if they were smart, like especially like Mania time,
feedback
would give
buzz.
Like props to Gorilla Monsoon as they're leaving Gorilla.
What?
Like just kind of like a bless and like,
no,
you know, like
stupid.
Two
Fuck
fingers
that.
And like for
no.
you, Gorilla, or something like that.
No.
Why not?
Put your thumb in your
You're
butt.
Really like.
I think that would be awesome and it would set somebody apart as paying homage to the past.
Dumb.
No,
Gorilla Monsoon carried a gun around. That was
yes,
cool.
Well, he had to protect himself from the Negroes.
That's not why.
Yeah.
That's not why.
Didn't who? Wait, Kamala? Because Kamala had a gun. He had to protect himself.
Coco Beware had a gun, too.
That
to protect himself
Brown, right?
From the
wait,
war.
Who
all had a
the
fucking
gun?
Bruce Pritchard had a gun.
And he got fired for it. Yeah.
Janie had a gun.
Yes, Janie did have a gun.
A lot of good it did her.
Janie had a gun.
There should be a character called Janie.
Yeah, and she gets raped by her dad and kills him and puts him by the train tracks.
Yes, and it's on SmackDown.
Fine.
Oi, dead body.
She the sister to Claire Lynch.
Becky remember
Lynch.
That fucking abomination of a storyline?
Claire Lynch is a sister to Becky Lynch.
So what happens after WrestleMania? Like, really, we have no... Can we be real for a minute? Like, they have no real stars, man. They have no one over. They have John Cena.
Strowman's over.
Yeah, Owens
not
is still
he's not
over.
Making the money.
Jericho's crazy
These guys
over.
Aren't super, superstars. Jericho, yeah, but he'll be gone.
Samoa Joe is going to fucking make his name yet.
That all the casual fans will leave, and they'll start pushing people that... We stopped caring about again.
Yeah. How do they ruin Samoa Joe? Who kicks his ass and beats him?
John
Seth Rollins?
Cena.
Seth Rollins.
Probably.
Beats him the night after Raw. Seth
oh,
Rollins.
God. What's going to happen with that? Is Rollins, like, Rollins
yeah,
is going to wrestle,
he's wrestling.
Right?
Yeah. Of course.
He's cleared, isn't he?
I'm sure he's fine.
They're going to have a street fight.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Unsanctioned. What movie is just Triple H going to come out like this year in a street fight? Is it going to be fucking
Trolls? Mermaids.
Yeah.
It's coming out as a mermaid.
Finding Nemo.
Coming out Splash like Daryl Hannah.
No, what was the movie from the 80s with Ralph Macchio was in it? Stay Cool, Pony Boy?
Oh, The Outsiders.
The Outsiders.
Yes,
that's
he's going to come out like
movie.
The Outsiders, yes.
No one knows
Nobody
who they
starts
are.
A rumble without Triple H.
I think they have a lot. Finn's coming
Beauty
back.
And the Beast.
Oh my God.
Beauty and the Beast. Finn and Steph.
He comes out with the big fucking wolf head on.
See, that pop. Could happen.
I would
Why
pop.
Do you think he's growing the beard?
Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. I would pop so fucking hard if that happened.
Stephanie comes out looking like fucking Beauty and shit.
A giant fucking lantern dancing around.
Yes. Yes. James Ellsworth is the Lantern dancing around. Oh, fuck. How great would that be? He has the big mantar head.
Who's the teapot?
The teapot. Who would be the... TJ Perkins would probably be the teapot. He looks like a teapot.
Teapot, that's... Teapot Perkins.
T.P. Perkins.
Who could be Gaston?
Who could be Gaston? Oh, the fucking Gallagher. Jack Gallagher could be Gaston.
That fucking works so well.
It would be great. Imagine,
oh
like,
God.
Fucking Seth Rollins hits the ring first. He's all souped, and then, go ahead, Matt, hit it. That song hits. People are waiting for Triple H. Motherfucker, you just had it.
Yeah, come on, dude. What are you doing?
Yes. A fucking candle comes out. Yes.
Yeah. But it's really just James Ellsworth on fire. Screaming for help.
It's so hot.
My God, here comes Triple H. Dude, I should book WrestleMania this year.
Holy shit.
He has a little blue suit on with his big wolf Where the Wild Things Are head. Looks like Mantar on
Progeria. Samoa Joe's the alarm clock. Kevin Owens is the teapot. They're all just coming around dancing behind.
Holy shit.
Seriously, if they fucking did that, that would get the biggest pop of the night.
And where is WrestleMania this year?
Orlando.
There you go.
Oh, fuck.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Your guest host of WrestleMania, Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Oh, they probably would do that.
They would do that.
God. God.
I almost said, where is WrestleMania this year?
And we're going.
God. Well, I'm not going to WrestleMania.
Oh, not Mania, but...
You guys should go.
Fuck that, dude. I can't sit through that shit live.
17 hours of great wrestling and talking.
I'd rather spend 17 hours in the car with the people I'm going with than sit through 17 hours of WrestleMania.
5 hours of Booker T fucking telling stories about the matches?
Nope. Dude, we couldn't get through a four-hour WrestleMania. What makes you think I'm going to sit there for 17 hours?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
All I'm thinking about is fucking WrestleMania.
Oh.
Was it 2028 when Miz fought Cena when we were all here?
Yes.
And Dave Mega Powers had a little too much to drink and I had to sit through half the replay with him while he sobered up. Yeah, that was a great night.
That WrestleMania sucked.
And I feel like I'm going to throw a question out there and I feel like we do this every year, but when was the last good WrestleMania?
WrestleMania 17.
No. 23? John Cena, Shawn Michaels? Was that 23?
John Cena wrestled Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania?
Undertaker, Batista?
Holy fuck!
Yeah?
I think so.
That's right.
The only reason why I know that is because they brought...
And who did Triple H work that show?
I don't think he was on it.
Oh, he wasn't.
I think that's why Shawn Michaels got the match.
Oh.
You 23?
I could be wrong. I heard it on the Bruce Pritchard podcast today.
All right, I'm going. 23 was the Trump hair versus hair.
Bobby Lashley, the big, strong black man.
Cena, Shawn Michaels.
And this is my guy. He's a big black man. He's very strong.
Great, great wrestler. Great wrestler. Terrific, terrific person.
Huge.
Huge.
He's huge.
Terrific person.
I don't know who posted it. But there was a meme going around with Trump with the McMahon family in the White House. And it said, Stone Cold Steve Austin has stunned 43% of the people in this picture, including the president.
Yeah.
Fucking great. Anyway, that's all I got for that.
God, this doesn't even look good.
What?
I don't know. I can't get behind any of these wrestlers. Fucking the Great Khali defeated Kane.
Durka, 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 durka.
The dark match was Ric Flair. Ric Flair's on a fucking dark match.
Pre-show. Pre-stro.
Is that MVP?
Woo!
No, MVP was Benoit.
And that was also with the ECW Originals versus the New Breed, right?
Yeah. Marcus Corvon.
How are we still fans of
Monty Brown?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Marcus Corvon.
With the pounce.
We're hardcore fans.
We're hardcore.
All right. Like, Eddie, you're a hardcore Guns N' Roses fan, right? Is that
safe
to say?
Fuck yeah.
So, even when they put out...
Chinese Democracy.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I liked it, too.
I thought it was a decent album.
Maybe Guns N' Roses is a bad example.
Yeah.
Spaghetti Incident.
Let's talk Metallica.
Metallica.
Okay.
Metallica.
They had a shitty album once.
They had two.
They had
quite a few.
No, I think they had two. Yeah, two.
Saint Anger.
Saint Anger was terrible.
Lulu. But they get, it's just, they have a new co-lead singer, you know. Lady Gaga's joining.
When she's available, she'll pop on stage for a song.
Great. But I get it. I get that.
Marketing.
Here's a perfect example. This is why I understand the Brock Goldberg thing. I had stopped watching wrestling for a while.
Ooh.
Right? I was out. Bret Hart came. What is that?
That's Eddie.
Oh,
it's
I can't see.
Kevin, stop it.
Bret Hart came back to Raw, and he went face-to-face with Shawn Michaels. I watched Raw
now he's
that
half,
night.
Half face-to-face.
Well, yeah, he was half a Hulk face, and it was like the Cyclops against half a Hulk face.
Who said that?
Speaking of Metallica, you think Shawn Michaels keeps one eye open? Gripping yeah. his pillow
oh,
tight?
Fucking boo.
All right, guys, wow. I'll be right back.
Wow. Oh, God.
So that got me kind of back into the swing of things. And then the Bret Hart fucking Vince McMahon fiasco at WrestleMania. I ordered the pay-per-view with a bunch of people at the house. And that kind of was where I kind of started
you
getting my traction.
You chose that to get back into wrestling?
I did.
I was there.
I did.
Sleepy.
It's not my proudest moment, but it works. Like Goldberg Brock. It's not for
everyone.
You, sir. It's not for everyone, but you're looking to go outside of that pro wrestling niche. You're looking to reach the main, you know, Goldberg, Brock Lesnar. They'll be on ESPN. Kurt Angle was on ESPN last week. You're looking to grab maybe the WCW fans who haven't watched it since WCW went under.
That was 16 years ago.
Bro, people are still... But you have to remember, someone 16 years ago who grew up during watching WCW... From the ages 8 to 11, they're 25, 26 now.
Yeah, my buddy Steve is my age, and he fucking creamed his jeans when Goldberg won.
He's
my hugest Goldberg fan.
My brother-in-law is a huge WCW guy, and he's like, Goldberg's back?
Fuck yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I mean, it works. But for like the hardcore wrestling fans, like you're going to get your Jericho, Kevin Owens, where it's going to be a fucking wrestling match, and it's probably going to steal the show, and you're going to be fine. Thank you, Kevin. With a fucking Brock Goldberg 5-minute squash.
It's fine. You know why they have to do it? They have no stars.
Thanks, Kev.
They don't have stars. They have no fucking stars.
They come on, dude.
Who?
They have stars.
Who? John Cena.
Yeah.
That's it.
Who'd you say?
John Cena.
Oh, thank
you. That's it. They have John Cena. That's it.
I think AJ Styles has styles.
Style
Jesus.
Is
style has star potential. I think the Miz is on a whole nother level.
Yeah,
like these aren't guys year. Like Austin, Rock, Goldberg,
and Bray Wyatt got some huge wins lately over fucking Roman Reigns. I might add.
Yeah, only to build them up to get beat by Randy Orton at WrestleMania.
You're not. I don't think you're going to. I think John Cena is the last of the huge star.
That's terrible.
I just think that's
what happens when he retires.
Yeah, but you have so many guys right now chomping at the bit to get those spots.
And they're all going to be fed to not to Roman Reigns or John Cena. That's it.
But there's a lot more that comes with the territory of being the face of the WWE. Like The Miz is all over the place, but he's a heel, so maybe they don't publicize it as much.
Mm-hmm.
But he was on some fucking ESPN show the other day. I had it on at work, and I was like, the fuck's The Miz doing on? Like, he's everywhere.
He can fucking... Dude, he can talk.
Look, he's great. I know Kevin's been with The Miz since day one.
Goddamn right.
They're in a domestic partnership.
I've shit
That's
all
true.
Over Kevin for that, but I've completely
Very happy together.
Turned yes. a page on The Miz.
Yeah, you know what? I have to say this. If there's anyone that could break out to be the next type of a Rock or something like that, the only guy there right now that can do it probably is The Miz.
And he's so hated. He's so good at being a fucking
natural
heel. Yeah,
if you think
heel.
About it, I mean, there's really no one else that has that type of real-life charisma, decent in the ring, hot girlfriend, awesome look, still young, chip on his shoulder.
I mean,
he's the guy. There's no one else.
I think Charlotte might fit the mold, too.
The mole? She fits the mole,
She
all
fits
right.
the mole, but mole. I think...
So maybe I'll take it back. Besides Cena, I think The Miz, if they pull the trigger.
Right. Well, and I think that's what they're trying to groom.
Nikki Bella pins The Miz at WrestleMania.
Mark it.
No, against the rules of the match.
Doesn't matter because special guest referee Ronda Rousey.
Oh, God.
Now, she
For
lost
real?
All her value when she fucking got Buster Douglas.
Twice. Knocked the
Twice.
Fuck
Twice.
Out.
She sucks.
Ah.
That's what happens. That's what happens when you get no competition, and then you're put in there with real fighters.
She opened a lot
she
of doors.
She definitely had competition.
No.
She fought she fought Misha Tate twice.
No.
I'm telling you, thankfully I've never been knocked out, but if it was my job to fucking fight and I got knocked out hard, that would probably fuck me up for a while.
Yeah.
Like, you're the fucking best. You're the best in the world.
You're the best.
And then
around. No one gonna
And the fucking weird kid in the back who's always quiet. He's always got his button-up shirt. He looks like Anthony Aquadro. He fucking lays you out and takes your title, and you're fucked.
Yeah.
Your whole, everything you've grown to know has just been destroyed by some weirdo sitting in the back.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is here.
Some things will never change.
Did you guys enjoy Randy Orton's...
Burning down the house.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. SmackDown is a whole different level. It's 2 hours. Their storylines are great. The matches are better.
They really struck that Battle Royal episode 2 weeks ago. We talked about it last week. They really struggled through that episode.
Oh, that episode was bad.
It's
was
practice rough. For the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
You can't have
that
a battle.
Ending was dog shit.
You can't have a Battle Royal with your whole roster and it be 10 fucking guys.
Yeah.
That fucking ending was dog shit. They hit at the same time.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
And fucking James Ellsworth, I know he is not on the level he was with the Ambrose AJ stuff. But the stuff with Cena tonight, I think, is going to be fucking hysterical.
I can't wait to watch it.
Hysterical.
Yeah. They found a great role. They're doing him right. The James Ellsworth booking is fantastic.
Because they have nothing to lose with him. That's why.
Exactly. Just fuck it. Let's do whatever we want.
And that's why it works.
Yeah. I think it's great.
Less is more.
Get that Carmella in the ring.
And another thing.
She's still around.
Ugh, I hate her voice.
That's what they're doing with James Ellsworth. That's her boyfriend.
Oh, fuck.
Her friend.
But it's great.
It is. It's fantastic.
And if you want to talk again, like a lot of the wrestling fans, back to the whole Goldberg thing, they're so pissed off he's champion. Let's think real life for a second here. Like, you see a big fucking jacked up scary dude like Goldberg against like a shorter fat wrestling fan in the ring. That's basically what it looked like. Kevin Owens looked like all the guys Goldberg would beat on Worldwide. 100%. About the guys Goldberg was in the ring with in WCW's prime. You had Luger, you had Flair, you had Hogan, you had Sting, you had Randy Savage, you had Diamond Dallas Page, you had guys that looked like fucking men, guys that looked like wrestlers.
Well, you also had Steve McMichael, you also had
Alex Wright,
Roadblock.
Exactly, but even those guys looked more like wrestlers. They all looked more like wrestlers. Kevin Owens, like, it's not realistic.
Kevin Owens looks like a guy that wants to fight you in a bar.
So you're from the Jim Cornette school of logic that he doesn't look like a star.
He could give half a shit and do a sit-up. Yeah. He can kind of work
out. He's actually lost weight. He's actually in better shape than he's ever been. I know it's not saying much, but that's probably as good as you're going to get with Kevin Owens.
It's just weird. You see him in the ring with Goldberg, and you're like, man, I remember when wrestling was good, and I could believe that these real-life superheroes can kick anyone's asses, and that's what made wrestling special, because not everyone can get in there and do it. You had to have a certain look, a certain build.
Yeah, but Kevin Owens
charisma.
He's got a connection, dude. He's over. People love Kevin
Owens.
He's
over with the Smarty Markies.
I really enjoyed the stuff on Raw, the promo exchange with
him
and Jericho.
Here's the thing. You can't have
it. Was good.
You can't have it both ways. You can't complain about everybody being cookie cutter.
Cookie cutter.
And then Owens being out of shape.
Well, there's cookie cutter, and then there's guys like Kevin Owens who just really looks like any dude they pulled out of the fucking
first row. Like Dick Murdoch, and he's got Piper's voice.
He doesn't have Piper's voice.
Well.
Not even close.
Well, sort of.
Maybe not skills, but you're saying that he sounds like him?
No.
No, he's got the comebacks. He's quick.
He can work the microphone like a Piper. Not like Piper, but like a Piper. He fits. It's that... If he was ever a face, you can almost relate him to like a Dusty Rhodes type of deal, maybe. Not saying he's on the same level as Dusty Rhodes. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, right.
But he's just a dude who fucking loved wrestling and he made it. And it just proves you don't have to look like fucking Shawn Michaels to be a superstar.
Who is small. Shawn Michaels looked like the midlife crisis dad at the town pool that just finally got into shape.
That's right.
Jesus, what a backstory you gave him.
Yeah. That's what Shawn Michaels looked
Imagine
like.
Imagine you saw Shawn Michaels at your town pool.
All right, if that's what Shawn Michaels looked like, how do you describe Bret Hart then?
Bret Hart?
Yeah.
Bret Hart's the recently divorced dad that just bought a Corvette that doesn't go to the town pool. Yes. He goes playing.
He trolls the town pool looking for teenage girls.
No, Bret Hart has his own above ground pool.
Yeah, his own above. Yeah.
And he tries to pick up the little girls to come to his house to go in his pool.
He has a Mr. Turtle pool.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Dean Malenko.
Dean Malenko? Oh, Dean Malenko's
Bret Hart's son?
No, Dean Malenko's the
math
fucking
teacher.
No, the gym teacher that also teaches health.
Yes.
And constantly relives his glory days as a football star to his students.
Except he was a water boy.
And he also has to teach sex ed, but it's weird.
He has to put a condom on the banana.
Yeah, it's awkward for Dean Malenko to do that, but that's his story.
Chris Benoit.
Dead.
What the fuck? Wow, Chris Benoit's backstory. You look at Chris. Oh, Chris Benoit's the dude that worked at fucking Staples and just fucking hated his life so much, but was nice every single day until one day he had enough. And he fucking went home and he killed his half pretty wife and then choked out his bastard child.
He's the guy from Office Space.
Yeah, but one step further because he killed people.
He would dress up for work with a flannel short sleeve shirt and a black tie.
No, he would go to work in his Staples shit. That was why he hated it so much.
I was gonna go with the high school football star that couldn't let it go.
No, that's
Uncle.
That's
Uncle Rico.
No, Malenko. Yeah, that's Malenko. It could become the gym teacher. They all become gym teachers.
What about Jericho?
Jericho is the guy that was always the life of the party, but made it into a semi-popular cover band that played the Jersey Shore for 4 years. And
we sold out the Pony!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, and then he stopped for a while to have a normal job, but then he got back at it.
Chris Jericho's the Nerds.
Chris Jericho's the Nerds.
They spent their entire career doing Bon Jovi covers, and then when they tried to write their own song, they got laughed off the stage.
Yeah, that's Chris Jericho.
That's Jericho.
Chris Jericho is the guy that's still in a cover band at 45, but still looks awesome. That's Chris Jericho.
His bassist has a fucking 45-inch waist, and his fucking bass guitar sticks out way in front
of him. He's got a strong fan base, though.
Yeah.
Middle-aged woman fan base.
They love him.
They
travel. Cosmopolitan readers love Chris
fucking
Jericho.
Fucking auto mechanics and their fat wives in black stretch pants with wigwam socks and kids.
He's got the groupies still.
Yeah, of course.
You'd be surprised the cover band groupies that exist.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like 15 people show up and they still have the concert shirts from 86.
Yeah, my friend has a son now because of one.
Oh, boo. Fuck, who else was tiny? Not tiny, but...
Like normal size?
Yeah.
Like normal size people?
Mm. Like, oh, does Owen Hart count?
What about Taz?
Taz?
Yeah.
Taz is a football coach for a junior college.
Yes.
And he owns a gym.
And he owns a gym.
Yeah.
And he's got the Fonzie whistle, too.
Yeah, that's it.
Bro, what are you doing?
I'm 7.
Did I tell you to line up?
I'm 7.
Shirts for skins. No, it's a junior college because he's trying to make his way into the NCAAs and he can't do it.
He's got all these sanctions against
him. He coaches a football team at Bergen Tech. Yeah.
He's got so many write-ups.
Oh, my God. It's fucking funny.
He's beating up
everyone's small now. We could just go down the roster. Dolph Ziggler, the fucking Miz. We got all those fucking guys. They're all tiny.
Everybody's an ex-coach.
Everyone's an ex-coach. No, everyone has a great backstory. This is fun.
Holy shit.
This is actually really funny. I'm a fan of this segment.
The backstories.
Who else we got?
Fuck, you could do like a...
Apollo Crews.
Which one's... Oh!
He was a gymnast.
Yoo-hoo Nation.
Yoo-hoo Nation? Okay.
He was a gymnast.
No, Apollo Crews was the cool black guy in an all-white school that came from the hood that all the popular people flocked to because they had black guilt.
Oh, black
guy. And they all hung out with him, and he was the life of all the parties, and he was good at every single sport, but ended up working at ADP.
Because of a knee injury?
No, just because he just ended up wanting to have like a middle class regular future. And he's not good enough to be in any of the pros, but he's smart enough to work at ADP.
He plays in some semi-pro leagues.
He plays dodgeball and softball and street basketball with the neighborhood kids.
No, he plays racquetball on Saturdays.
No, he plays street basketball with the neighborhood kids.
All the white kids?
And he works at ADP. That is what he does. Yes. But he came from a poor neighborhood and rose above.
No, he dated a white girl, and the neighborhood turned on him, and they used to just peek at him through the windows, through the shades, when he walked down the street to go to his ADP van to go to work.
That's a Bronx tale.
What about AJ Styles?
AJ Styles.
He's a farmer. He's a farmer.
He's a farmer?
Yes. Jim Ross saw him at a fucking local high school football game. He was playing out in the Midwest, and he went home to his fucking dad's chicken farm to help him raise the chickens. And Jim Ross showed up with his fucking Cadillac with the horns on the front and said, boy, how about you gonna come be a wrestler?
None of these guys are wrestlers. That's the thing.
That's the point.
That's the point of the backstories of what they really would be.
All right, I gotta go.
That's the gimmick.
I gotta go.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You're gay. You're fucking gay.
Can we relate AJ Styles to anyone that we grew up with or in school with? Like,
he's like the white Apollo Crews. He's the white Yoo-Hoo Nation. He's like the popular athlete.
He's the popular. Actually, I don't think he was popular. I think he flew. AJ Styles was the dude in school that kind of just flew under the radar, but was good at everything he did.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was, and always had a world of potential. But just never quite peaked until he was older and became a manager of Best Buy.
Always goes back to Best Buy.
Yeah. Or Staples. Always.
That's great.
Yeah. Staples sucks.
That's AJ Styles.
Let's save some for next week. That was fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do my research on average-looking dudes.
How about the roster of WWE today is all average-looking dudes? You know what I'm looking forward to the most at WrestleMania?
The Cruiserweight
match? The ending.
Thank you. The Cruiserweight match. That has a good story, good characters.
They're really picking up with that division. Like, I think, anyway. Like, I'm noticing a lot of changes and a lot of good stuff coming out of, especially Neville. And the Austin Aries stuff on Raw was really good. And the Jack Gallagher.
Maybe a little Drew Gulak, Tony Nese, pre-show WrestleMania?
Nope.
No,
they're
not
going to. They probably won't even be in Orlando.
Dude, there's 46 hours of WrestleMania to fill.
All right, they'll be at the fan fest.
I could see a multi-man pre-show match.
Yeah, like a little Dipsy-Doo eight-man bonanza Dipsy, tag.
Yeah, for 3 minutes.
Shit.
All right. 3 minute, no one can get over in 3 minutes.
Lucha
match.
Style. Somebody gets thrown out, the next guy just runs in. Nah. It snowballs. They do one flip to the outside, then he lands on two, then he lands on three, then he lands on four.
You mean a high spot?
Yeah, and then the last fucking guy dives on all seven of them.
Yeah, a high spot that you see in every cruiserweight match that has more than four people.
But people like those cruiserweight spots.
Of
like,
course they do.
The very last guy, like, you don't know if he's going to jump, and then all of a sudden he jumps, and everybody's,
shit. But it's usually the bigger of the guys, like Kane.
Yeah, Kane.
I know they're going to do a fucking cruiserweight. No, they can't do a Money in the Bank. Yeah, they can. They should do a Money in the Bank cruiserweight match.
That would be fun.
Just throw all those motherfuckers
in
No Direction in that. That would be cool. That would be neat.
Can I ask you guys a question about Raw?
Yes. Sure.
Do you think it's wise for the WWE to keep acknowledging the CM Punk chants?
I mean, like, how often are they in Chicago?
You know what you're going to get when you're there, though?
Like, year.
I get that she's a heel.
Yeah.
But, like, to call everyone losers in Chicago, like CM Punk, like... And you know he can't say anything back because he's in a lawsuit against you.
It's just kind of
the company.
Heat. It's heat. You
well, it's
something.
Not the company. It's the doctor, isn't
it's
it?
It's cheap heat.
My favorite reaction is the way Goldberg reacted. He stopped, listened, and went, yeah, I hear ya. And then Paul Heyman came out. Everyone's like, I can't believe Goldberg hung on to the belt when he was taking the F5. Gives a shit.
No.
I did notice that, though. It was a little weird looking.
Absolutely fucking dangerous as fuck. He should have shit-canned that belt the second Lesnar went for him.
It's fucking great.
He's lucky he didn't get dropped on his face.
Would have been doing us all a favor.
That's not nice.
Look, I'm just not into it.
I thought you were into Lesnar and Goldberg.
I'm not. I get
but he
it.
Understands
I,
why. It's
I
good
get
business.
It from a business standpoint.
You need stars, and The Rock is filming fucking Fonzie and Friends, whatever the fuck he's doing.
The Happy Days?
Yeah, that's right, Daddy. We're filming my movie.
The Page movie.
I don't know if you've noticed.
Ah!
Bill Alfonso got his teeth fixed.
Yes, I saw in promos. He looks great.
Now, I don't know if it's dentures or if he got all the works done, but he fucking looks really fucking
it's
gotta good.
It's got to be dentures. I'm sure all them fucking chiclets fell out and he got dentures. That dude has no money.
You think he did a GoFundMe for those?
No.
Hey, Daddy, I need teeth.
Daddy, I went to the dentist and they told me to get dentures. Daddy.
Just like that.
That was it.
Right down the middle.
Yeah, that's not professional dental work. They all fell out.
That's
you can't afford
college.
That either.
He smoked his last tooth away with the fucking crack pipe and went to fucking CVS.
Allegedly.
Yeah, whatever, allegedly. He went to
he
CVS.
He fucking worked for ECW, you know it.
He has no money. None of them have money. CW Anderson got $75 a night.
Dude, did you see his back and forth with fucking Heyman?
Yeah, Heyman schooled him.
I like how Perry Saturn was going to be homeless, and then people saved his home, and then he needed a car.
Yeah, Luke.
Yeah, now he need. Now he's going to need like a Jordans.
Luke Hawks called him the fuck out on that.
I love Luke Hawks so much.
You know, I used to love when Luke Hawks would give AJ Styles shit every fucking week.
Yeah.
Every week with his little promo videos.
Luke Hawks is doing so fucking well for himself. He's in the new Logan movie, but yeah, the Wolverine movie. His fucking Wildcat shit's taken off. He's awesome. Luke Hawks fucking got it together, man. That's a good dude. That's a real good dude. You want to take a break and come back, talk some?
Yes, I was going to ask.
Yeah, is there anything else from Raw we want to... I mean, Undertaker, Roman Reigns was... I mean, people kind of knew what was going down.
It's funny how the crowd really wants to see Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman.
No, Undertaker versus Braun Strowman.
I said Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman. I was incorrect.
Nobody wants to see that again.
I need correction, Carl, to correct my correction.
The one thing I did like was when Reigns looked at him and he said, this is my yard now.
Yes. Do you think they still insert Strowman into this?
Nope.
Or is it just going to be one-on-one?
We all know what Braun Strowman is doing.
Yeah, Andre the Giant.
He's going to win the stupid trophy. Yeah.
Nope, him and Zayn. Team McMahon versus Team Foley.
I hate you so much.
No, you don't. You love me.
I hate how you fucking flip-flop every week.
I didn't flip-flop.
What are you talking about?
Nah, fuck you, motherfucker. A couple weeks ago, you were all about fucking Stephanie against Foley. Team Stephanie versus...
Yeah, but everybody else is tied up.
And then a couple weeks into it, you were like, who needs that fucking shit? It's fucking stupid. And I called you on it. And now you're back to fucking teams. Pick a side, bro.
Whose side is he on? What else are they going to do? Are you going to have cruiserweights backing them up? No, it makes sense from every fucking angle.
I'm just saying,
Roman's
pick a
been
side.
Siding with Stephanie because she fucking owes him or he owes her some shit. And Sami Zayn's in fucking Mick Foley's pocket. They're buddies.
All right.
Makes complete sense.
And then yeah, Kurt Angle debuts the night after WrestleMania on Raw as the new commissioner.
All right, we'll be back. Fuck it all.
The following advertisement has been paid for by the big guy Ryback. Are you hungry? You know I'm so hungry, big guy. Hey, Mark, what brings you here? So I'm just here to hang out with my all-time favorite superstar of all time. What brings you here? Well, I'm doing a paid advertisement for Feed Me More Nutrition, available at feedmemore.com. Big guy, that is music to my ears. Do you tell the people about your iso-hungry grass-fed whey protein isolate, the best-tasting protein on the market, wake-up unlimited energy, the strongest pre-workout on the market, and the big guy, all-natural testosterone booster, my personal fave. Big guy, you're on to something with this Feed Me More Nutrition. It is some top-quality stuff. Well, thank you, Mark, it is. Feed Me More Nutrition. Premium quality, the highest quality supplements on the market today. Available now at feedmemore.com. But wait, there's more. Just for being a listener of Conversation with the Big Guy, you can now save 10%. That's right, save 10% at feedmemore.com on all Feed Me More merchandise and apparel and Feed Me More Nutrition with discount code PODCAST10. PODCAST 10 podcast 10. Thank you guys.
Here's a chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you like wrestling videos, visit ShiningWizards.com and click the IVP Videos banner. It's not going to cost you anything extra to buy through us, but a small percentage of your purchase will support the show. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them for all the great Zubaz collection at Zubaz.com. The High Spots Wrestling Network provides over 2,000 hours every month of high-quality entertainment. Visit HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, type in the code WIZARDS, and you'll receive your first month free of charge. If Lucha Crates are your thing, visit LuchaLoot.com and enter the code WIZARDS for 10% off any purchase of a Lucha Crate. If you like Lucha merchandise, visit LuchaShop.com, put in WIZARDS at checkout, and again, you'll save 10%. Bottom Line Merch, cutting-edge merchandise from today's biggest and brightest wrestlers. Visit bottomlinemerch.com and begin shopping today. Support those who support us, and we all can support each other. Thanks for shopping with the Shining Wizards.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
That chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political dumb fuckery.
I haven't bled this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dave Destruction Sturcio, and I'm here to talk to you about Destruction 101. It's a brand new podcast hosted by yours truly, Dave Destruction, exclusively every Wednesday night on the Shining Wizards Network and iTunes. Come join me as I explore the world of professional wrestling, professional sports, a little bit of MMA, and just a little bit of advice every week to get you through yours. I'll see you every Wednesday night exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
All right. I'm going to blow through some plugs really fast.
You can blow me!
Maybe, if you're lucky. If you play your cards right. We're going to start with our friends up in Canada. Smash Wrestling, smash-wrestling.com. Head over there, check out all the upcoming events. I was a lazy shit today, and I did not update my plug sheet. So you're just going to get websites, bitches.
Yes!
On Point Wrestling, opwrestling.com. Check them out. They just had an amazing event with a no-rope barbed wire match. God knows why you would ever want to do that. But there's some crazy motherfuckers at On Point Wrestling. So check them out, opwrestling.com. Tier 1 Wrestling, tier1wrestling.org. Sunday, April 23rd, they're doing a double shot with Evolve at the St. Finbar Catholic Church Gymnasium in Brooklyn, New York. Doors are at 3. Show is at 3:30. Our very own Shining Wizards Tony and network member Dave Destruction will be doing color commentary. Matt Riddle's taking on Pentagon Jr., formerly, or he goes by something else now. I don't want to get sued by AAA. Chris Dickinson, Rude Boy Riley, Sonny Kiss, and next week's guest, Tier 1 champion Darius Carter, yeah, all a part of the show. House of Glory, HOGWrestling.net, Saturday, April 22nd, the Elm Core Center, 10720 Northern Boulevard, Corona, New York. Announced Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, they'll be there.
Hey, yo.
Plus Kenny Broadway,
hey, yo.
EYFBO, all your regulars from House of Glory. Check them out, HOGWrestling.net.
E-I-E-I-O.
E-I-E-I-O. Stay right there, Scott Hall. Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, wildcatsports.com. They present to you... Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Thank you.
Oh.
That's okay. I should have prepped you. I know you're indulging in the booze, Mr. Hall.
I'm sober.
Saturday, sober. March 18th at the Meiser Middle School in Mitriar, Louisiana. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Doors are at 6, bells at 7. Scott Hall, hey, Luke's, hey, Hawks. Luke's Hawks. Luke's Hawks? What an asshole.
Luke's Hawks.
Luke Hawks, Stevie Richards, and more. Hey, why you got to do that?
Hey, yo!
Also, June 10th, they'll be at the ECW Arena. Get your tickets at wildcatsports.com.
I was in ECW.
Were you?
I was.
All right. Battle Club Pro, battleclubpro.com. May 6th, May the Villain Reign at the Point CDC in the Bronx, New York. Already announced, Brian Cage, JT Dunn, Jade, formerly known as...
Jade.
Mia Yim, formerly known as... I don't fucking know. The Carnies and more. Network member Dave Destruction will be on commentary. He's also the commissioner, right?
Of Battle Club Pro.
Yes.
Battle Club, yo.
Pro Wrestling Magic, wrestlingismagic.com, March 18th. Somewhere in the night at the Knights of Columbus. 106 Bergen Avenue in Ridgefield, New Jersey. EC Negro, The Amazing Grayson's, Egret Cross, The Down Boys, and more. WrestlingIsMagic.com. The Kayfabe Today podcast, the best damn visual podcast on all of YouTube. YouTube.com/ first thing in the morning. What are you doing? Why are you doing that?
Nobody's been reading the Facebook.
Hey, yo.
Don't read the Facebook. You're just going to get annoyed.
Kayfabe Today podcast, a Brit, a Yank, and a Canuck. Check them out. Our friends over at Booking the Territory. I finally checked them out and listened to a podcast, and it was awesome. So if you're into old school wrestling, they cover a lot of old school stuff. Booking the Territories is the name of the show. You can find it on iTunes, and that'll lead you to the website and everything. And then, of course, this weekend, Saturday, at the Railway Rec Center, WrestlePro, WrestlePROOnline.com,
Wrestle
a litany of matches, Habib versus CPA, the final match of the Best of Five series. Anthony Bowens takes on Bobby Wayward in a ladder match. Pat Buck, Kevin Matthews, Mario?
Yes.
Take on Homicide and the Hit Squad. Plus, Edward Jackson 5 will be there with his crew. The Body, Shark Boy, Tommy Dreamer.
Chris Payne versus Tommy Dreamer.
As Matt Hardy would say, the Tommy that dreams. So head over to WrestlePROOnline.com and check that out. You guys know you're on camera, right? Oh, no, you're not, because it's on me. So that's the plugs and the notes for... not the notes. What a fucking toolbox. That's the plugs for March 7th, 2015.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Wait, Tony.
Oh, 17. Fuck, what an asshole.
Fucking dildo. You didn't even say 16.
Tony, what... The tier one stuff, is that that's a double shot with
Evolve.
Now, what's the Battle Club Pro? Is that also a double
shot? It's like a tier one versus Battle Club, I believe, is the angle, no?
But is that also an Evolve? Are they running two
vibrating?
Shows?
It's fucking driving me nuts.
Easy. The guy who says the guy who farts into the fucking microphone every 2 seconds.
It was killing me, dude. It was going on for like a half a minute. I'm looking around at all my shit. I didn't know where it was coming from. Sorry.
That you would want to direct that question to Tony.
So is... The tier one is the Sunday show, right?
Yes, it's a double shot with Evolve.
All right, and are you doing both shows, the Battle Club tier one and...
I don't think I'm doing the Battle Club one. I think that's a Battle Club thing where they're bringing in tier one talent. It might just be a Battle Club show featuring tier one.
Maybe if Dave Destruction is listening, he can shoot me a message and let me know if those both days are double shots or if it's just the tier one that's a double shot. I'm not 100% sure.
No, I think it's just Battle Club versus Tier 1. It's just Tier 1's coming in for the show.
Okay.
That's what I think. That's what I think.
Sounds good.
Is that what you think?
No, it's not what I think.
All right.
It's Tier 1 and Battle Club Pro, The One Who Knocks, Saturday, April 22nd.
Knock these nuts.
Double shot with Evolve.
The One Who Knocks, Breaking Bad reference.
Ah, all right. So it is. That's the Saturday.
Yes.
And then Sunday is the tier one, which is also a double shot.
Yes.
Ah, there we figured it out.
I think it's a double. I might be wrong about the double shot on Sunday.
I think it is.
This 23rd. Conversation is great.
It's tier fucking one amazing.
Wrestling. We're just holding you over until you can do your...
one of the most popular segments on the show.
You're holding it over because you're looking for the fucking theme music of this.
No, I don't need
segment.
That. I feel... Look... I feel like the theme music, it doesn't look like it's a double shot.
Still? Seriously?
I just finished the conversation. It's
very important information.
I don't know if, because it's been so good and because we know the changes that are happening, I don't know if the Benny Hill theme is really what we can relate to Impact, but I'll play it.
Well,
just
this
because.
Week we can.
This
next week
we can.
Next
yeah.
week's different story.
Maybe.
Well, we I don't mean, know that.
It's been good.
No, until next week, Kevin. Very good.
Next week's song is Gold, Gold, Buy My Gold, Buy My Gold, and Support My Show.
All right. It's all you, Sonny.
It's deemed the last episode under the old regime. This is your Meta TNA report for the episode airing March 2nd, 2017. And shit that looked like everybody knew was going to happen didn't happen on this episode. We'll get to that later. We open hot, by the way. The unstoppable juggernaut of force, Walking Armageddon, Bobby Lashley taking on Josh Barnett, the Warhammer? What the fuck's his name?
I believe you're right. The Warhammer?
The War Beast of the War some shit or other.
That's what I call
my
dick.
The fucking war retard, Josh Barnett, tonight. But we open hot. Jade against Rosemary. Last knockout standing. And as a matter of fact, this fucking thing has been going on longer than Cena Orton has been in WWE, according to Josh Matthews anyway. By the way, Josh Matthews is back on the shit list with a vengeance tonight. So if you hear me shitting on Josh Matthews, understand it's fucking a million times worse than I make it sound. So here we go. Madison Rain on commentary again. Ugh. Fucking shitty as usual. Jade's going for power moves. Rosemary's going for weapons. They fucking hit each other with kendo sticks and shit. Fucking the Red Wedding, which is the F5. Rosemary hits it in the middle of the ring. Fucking hits her with the mist. All that good shit again.
The Red Wedding?
Yeah. She gives her the F5 and they call it the Red Wedding. Because this whole fucking thing has been red versus blue. I don't know if you're familiar, but apparently Jade is blue. I would have made her yellow. And Rosemary's red.
I was just going to make a gook joke.
You like that, right?
Asians.
So, all right. Highlights. Rosemary hits a short version of the Van Terminator.
Can we get a short version of this?
Well, because she goes fucking island to island. Shut the fuck up. This is awesome. Kiss my dick. Fucking Josh Matthews starts off calling fucking Earl Hebner a ball of energy. I laughed at that one. So there was some mist. There was fighting on the outside. Vodka. Fucking Red Wedding on the ramp. Gets the fucking pin, and that's it. They fucking replayed a kick to the chest.
Wait, who won?
Fucking Rosemary retains the title, bro. They replayed a kick to the chest with the fucking kid pad going, ooh, and fucking Pope's like, can we see that again? I'm like, why? It's a fucking kick. But whatever, that shit's over. Ooh. Moose is fucking losing it. He's all intense. He's going out to the ring next. But before we get that, this makes me sad. There's an Expedition of Gold graphic that makes its debut for the first time for the last time, because the Hardys are on their Expedition of Gold tonight yet. I know, don't fucking look depressed, bro. I'm sad too. What the fuck are we gonna do? It is what it is. So Nero still has fucking Matt's abilities, by the way, and Nero has to go talk to Vincent Van Gogh, who's a fucking goat in the fucking zoo. So he's gonna talk to a goat later.
All right.
So Moose comes out.
That's bad.
Fucking Josh Matthews. Clever.
I mean, George Washington's a giraffe.
We're getting there. Wait, Washington. There's more. The Dalai Lama makes an appearance, too. Guess what he is?
A llama?
An elephant.
Don't spoil it, bro. We're getting there.
Spoiler alert.
Tiger.
So, fucking Josh Matthews keeps shitting on Moose, which he fucking shouldn't be, because we're trying to get Moose over here. And Moose has got to stop with that fist. If you're fucking pissed off and you're mad, stop doing the fucking fist, bro.
That's
get out
thing.
There and fucking... Yeah, but he's got to be pissed off, dude. So, anyway,
moose.
Josh Matthews moose. Is like, Cody's not
the
here.
The Dalai Lama's actually a moose.
Moose.
But Cody's here, and they fucking fight, and then, dude, and then Cody, fucking Brandy's like, calm down, she's like, okay, and he throws Josh Matthews, and Josh Matthews is a dick, we'll get to more of that shit in a minute.
Moose.
So fucking Moose is all pissed off, and Josh Matthews is pissed off. Jesse Godders comes out,
is that the guy with one leg?
Huh?
Is that the guy with one leg? Jesse Godders? Who is the guy with one leg?
Chris Mendez.
Sergeant One Leg?
Eva Mendez.
He was
no, it's definitely not him. This guy's got two legs.
Sucked.
He could fucking use a few more. This fucking match was the shits. I couldn't fucking stand watching it. Josh Matthews put himself over like, you know, I might have broken ribs because Cody threw me and Cody's my friend, but I'm going to be okay because I'm tough. Who gives a fuck? Fuck you. And they keep teasing this shit like the Pope is talking to management, saying changes are coming and Josh Matthews is all paranoid. It really fucking took away from the entire show that Josh Matthews was trying to be a dick. He's just fucking stupid. I don't know why he was doing it. I think you were the referee. Were you the referee for this match?
Yes.
It was a jacked up bald guy who was fucking controlling the action.
Me.
I thought he was going to fucking stop the count.
I'm on steroids.
So anyway, I fucking really didn't care. Yeah, and fucking Josh Matthews is a six-sided ring. Fucking
Moose.
Jesse Godders loses because of interference and all this other shit.
Moose.
So who fucking cares? It's fucking stupid.
Moose.
The KC, the fucking Kevin Garifo truckers are exploding.
KC Anthony?
Joey Janela, yes. And she's there raping fucking little kids and killing them with somas and shit. So fucking...
So
and I all I keep writing is fuck Josh Matthews. He's making this shit unwatchable. So let me see. Shane fucking Helms. I figured out he needs to wear a better fucking outfit. He should come out in a suit. He should look different. He fucking looks like a fucking retarded old man with a fucking neon green fucking
members
only jacket. He does, dude. He looks like a fucking dick.
He's a friend of ours.
I know he's a friend. He needs to change his fucking gimmick. If he came out as the fucking Hurricane, that would be awesome.
Nope.
So, fucking, the greatest thing in this match, Trevor Lee did some fucking catching, spinning, twisting, powerbomb fucking combo as Andrew Everett ran off the ropes. This is for the X Division title, by the way, but who fucking gives a shit?
I do.
Fucking Everett with the fucking dives, but he fucking misses the shooting star press, and he rolls him up with the tights. Trevor fucking retains the title, fucking whatever. So the Hardys are at the zoo. He's talking to Vincent Van Gogh. They're
I can't believe they showed the Hardy stuff.
What? No, because, dude, what else are they going to take out? They take out other shit later. We'll get to that. Don't worry about it. So he fucking tells the Dalai Lama, I'm not here to talk to you. I have to talk to Vincent Van Gogh. It was fucking hysterical. So there's a premonition. They fucking go, oh, and apparently Jeff Hardy has a Jeffervescence, which was fucking amazing. It's too bad they're gone next week, but whatever. So they air this whole shit. They're in a flea market. They call it the Market of Fleas. And Matt's like, at least we're not in a bingo hall. Fucking zinger. Awesome nice. Shit. So they want to go after the national titles. They appear at the flea market. They're taking on the Entourage. But the Entourage are not the fuck. They're the champs. But these other fucking guys are like, hey, we're the number one contenders. You know, we want a tournament. Senor Benjamin asks him for an autograph. And while he's giving him autographs, he fucking tases him and knocks him out.
It's awesome.
Oh, it's fucking great. So now the Hardy's like, you don't have number one contenders. Put us in. They're like, okay, whatever. And they did the whole, but you guys want money. And he's like, we are not marks. We do not do this for money. We came to procure your gold. So they're like, all right, fuck it.
What?
Yes.
Who's?
So they had this whole fight. The number one contenders take Jeff out, and they start beating him up in the flea market. But then they thought they had him beat, and he shows up with fucking flares with Senor Benjamin, and they chase him out of the building shooting fireworks at him and shit. And then Jeff runs back, Swanton, fucking Twist of Fate, all that shit, 1, 2, 3. And they fucking do the teleport at the press conference this time to get out of it. They're like, oh, you guys won. Next thing you know, and they're fucking back. It was fucking great. It's a shame that they're not going to be on anymore. There's not too much more left.
Bad
stick with
move.
Me, folks. Oh, so Moose is fucking hurt, right? And Drew Galloway shows
Moose,
up.
Moose,
and he's
Moose,
like, Moose, you know, Moose. I wanted to be the grand champion. I'm giving you a shot tonight and this and that. So, match number 5. We got Moose against Drew for the fucking round shit thing.
Grand championship.
Burn that shit. Fuck shit. Piss.
Galloway dominates the first round. Moose dominates the second round. Moose. And fuck Josh Matthews is all over this shit. He's standing up for fucking, I don't know, he's fucking standing up for Law and Order? What the fuck is he talking about? I don't know. I just fucking writing this
like
shit
the TV
down.
Show?
It's fucking awful.
Don't talk.
Moves on the outside, and they're saying it's the hardest part of the ring. Fuck you with that shit. I'm sick of that shit.
Sucks.
Oh, hit him on the apron. It's the hardest part of the ring.
There's six aprons.
And Josh Matthews keeps fucking making fun of Jeremy Borash for fucking saying that he drinks and shit. You're not getting over, fucking Josh. You're not getting over.
What's wrong with drinking?
It's fucking dumb. So they had a really close third round.
Drinking?
And Josh Matthews says bullshit because Moose. Your winner and new champion is Moose.
Moose.
And
Moose.
And he said it's fucking robbery. Fucking nice. A black man accused of robbery. Way to fucking bring us into the fucking 21st century there, Josh.
Wow.
Josh Barnett, yap, Moose. Yap, yap. Who gives a shit? Rosemary Moose. Cuts a fucking great promo that Jade's gone. Awesome. And Josh Matthews, cut the shit. Counts by a referee are not in seconds. If he's counting a 10 count out of the ring, you can't fucking look at a clock and count the same amount of time. Doesn't work that way, fucker. It's wrestling. You Moose. Should know better.
Moose.
Am I even on camera? Or am I making...
No, Kevin's great, making so. Moose head.
So, Shitty Kurgan comes to the ring for his title match against Matt's worst nightmare. You Moose. Like those fucking nicknames? So, let me see. Wow. Oh, Josh Matthews fuck up number 412 for the night, Moose. Saying that fucking Shitty Kurgan wrestled for pancreas instead of pancreas. What a fucking dumb shit. And this Lord. Is edited too, man. Like, you could have fucking fixed that in post, you
pancreas.
Dumb fucks.
That's funny.
And this is such
bodily organs.
This is such an important match that Josh Matthews continues to talk about himself, only to stop for 1 minute to fucking plug Don West in his shitty fucking bag of tricks. Fuck this. Shitty fucking spinning heel kick by fucking Shitty Kurgan. More shitty fucking heel, arm lock shit. Fucking stupid shit. Actually, we all thought in the spoilers that Josh Barnett was going to fucking win the title. Completely out of the match. Fucking spear. 1, 2, 3. Winner and still champion going in to the reboot and the revamp of next week is fucking Bobby Lashley. This episode had bright spots, but thanks to Josh Matthews shitting on everything, I shit on you last episode of TNA. Next week, we got Impact. I got to come up with a new name. I got to come up with some fucking voice because my throat's killing me. And that's your fucking maybe final meh TNA ever.
Mm. Mm. So nothing with Moose? Allie and Moose. Braxton.
Oh, fuck! Wait a minute! Start the music up! Fuck!
Come on.
I'm fucking drinking too much. I fucking told Kevin about this, and I can't believe I forgot it. At one point in the show, I don't have it written down, fucking Laurel fucking Van fucking Nuts is laying down in the back, still in her wedding dress from a week earlier, mind you,
that's
drinking
funny.
A bottle of fucking champagne going, my daddy spent all his money! I was in love with Braxton! And she fucking takes a swig and goes, the sun will come out tomorrow! That was fucking money. That was awesome. I can't wait to see what happens next week. I'm glad you fucking reminded me of that.
They're fired.
But long story short, it was a fucking pretty shitty episode of Impact overall, thanks to Josh Matthews and his fucking stupidity.
Wow.
And that's that.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I shouldn't have had so much fucking wine.
Well, no, that's good. Wine is good for you.
I think we'll all be watching Impact next week.
Yeah. I think the next couple of weeks. I think they
next
made
four.
They made a lot of
the next 2 years.
And you guys were all nervous last week when you guys were like, oh, it's over. Who are they going to bring in? Oh, what are they going to do?
Well, we don't know that what it's going to be.
No one was nervous.
I'm nervous about it.
Yeah, see, Eddie was nervous.
I was nervous. I was just questioning where
what
the star...
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Where the
what
star power do? Was and what the next move was.
I think losing the Hardys is a fucking terrible move, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's one huge blow.
But the excuse with them and Galloway is that they didn't get their contracts early enough.
Yes. Yeah,
I don't know if I necessarily
they should have been given
that.
A little more respect.
2 weeks.
But how
Galloway, I don't think he drew one fucking viewer, honestly, or made one dime for
well, it. No, he's talented.
Yeah, he's talented, but I don't think he drew any money for
it. Are we going to go into sport? I mean, everyone knows what happened.
We don't have to go into matches, but we can talk about
Well, we know who debuted like outside of our circle. Alberto was the biggest.
Yeah.
And the whole, they're saying that the plan was for that to happen for Galloway.
Yeah.
And they went with Alberto because Galloway already had made his commitments.
Oh, I heard something else.
It was supposed to be Bully Ray.
Yeah. They're two different things. Yeah.
I heard Galloway was first on the list, though.
Galloway was first on the list.
I think Bully Ray
was
better than Galloway.
Which makes sense because if you go back to what I just spoke about, Galloway gave the title, you know, lost the title to Moose.
Moose.
So that clears him up to move up the chain, you know?
Moose.
Dude, you can't do shit like that when you're supposed to be pissed off.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It's an energy booster.
Energy boost.
Nah.
Boost.
I can't get into Moose. I can't get into Lashley. I can't get into...
No, Moose was a house of fire, dude. The fucking pull apart shit was pretty good. Jesse Godders has shitty fucking music, by the way. Why is it so loud?
It's pretty loud.
Is this to annoy me?
Yes.
Wait.
There's only two people in the chat.
That's fine.
Fucking Tony. I'm going to make a meh Tony next week.
I'm getting Moose to come in to studio.
Got to get the Moose.
And he can Moose the shit out of you.
Moose.
I don't mind the fist so much, but when...
Isolate that. Oh, that's getting isolated for next week. Oh, fuck yeah.
Let's talk about our friends.
Fuck yeah.
Be on TV for Impact.
Yeah.
Quite a few, actually. We have EYFBO.
That was a surprise.
That
you heard about
big surprise.
The WrestlePro guys, but I didn't hear about them.
EYFBO's there. Kevin Matthews signed a 2-year deal.
Congrats, KM.
That's fucking big. That's huge.
Well, how does that, and I don't know if you can answer this, but what does that affect his WrestlePro
stuff? No, it's like
10%, bro.
It's 4 days of taping a month, plus if they need him to fly in for like promos or anything else.
And KM already confirmed on Facebook that he'll be at all the shows coming up. So
yeah, nothing changes there.
That's good.
And following Mario Bokura.
Oh, so happy for them.
Yeah.
Showing up with the Monster Factory belts, too, from what I understand.
Yeah, that's stupid.
You know what? Why not?
Because no one knows what the Monster
you know what?
Is.
You well, should, that other but, team showed up with the Global Force tag belts, too.
Well, that makes sense because Jeff Jarrett owns it.
It makes sense because of that, but it doesn't make sense for a TV show.
But this whole Expedition of Gold has been fucking the Hardys going after like these independent belts.
And
you
now they're gone.
Saying?
And you got to tip the cap to Jarrett and them for originally bringing these guys in for the Hardy stuff. And then with the Hardys leaving them using these guys.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, they all deserve to be on TV.
Absolutely.
They all of them do. And I love their creative team right now. I think it's fucking great. It's wrestling minds, you know? The fucking creative team is fantastic.
How long until they bring Russo in?
What is with the Russo shit? This is the problem with the... It just takes
you got the equivalent... To Vince McMahon's Roman Reigns boner for Vince Russo.
No, I hate him. I can't fucking say
it. It's a hate boner.
I'm waiting for somebody to give him a job there, though.
It just takes one idiot to post something on the internet like, oh, Vince Russo's an Impact. And then all these fucking non...
Oh, you saw that too?
Yeah, all these fucking...
Ringside news?
Shitty fucking dirt sheets that just pretty much pull the news off of every other website.
No, they don't even pull news, dude. They just kind of make shit up. It says like Russo possibly to TNA. And then you read it, it's like, Well, he's worked there before, so anything's possible.
Once he went on the rock and roller coaster back in 2007, rumor has it he might be in town to do that again.
Rumor has it.
Fucking assholes.
Bro. How
yeah, cool. But they couldn't have picked... They out of the independent wrestling scene up here, they couldn't have picked a better group of guys. Kevin Matthews, Mario Fala, EYFBO. And I really like the new LAX with Homicide and Conan, which
how
is
cool
fucking
is
cool.
So fucking great.
Who's the female talent they have?
Oh, Angel something. Yeah.
Fuck, I forget her last name.
Damn it.
It's Angel something with an R. Let's just say Rodriguez.
Yeah, probably.
That's probably
that's
what it is.
That's racist, Kevin.
That's all right.
It's a good guess.
But I see things changing. I mean, it seems like they're really fucking focusing now on trying to make this a good company. I just wish they fucking got rid of that ring.
I knew it.
That ring sucks. That ring is the shit.
Now, let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, we don't know until we see the shows, but do you think that there's a possibility and even like a danger of them changing too much too fast?
They need to. They need to fucking completely flush what it was down the toilet. Present something completely new.
What are your thoughts on them even possibly switching to the Global Force brand?
It doesn't matter. TNA is a dead brand.
Well, that's
so
what I'm saying.
They could call it like the Wacky World of Wrestling and have the same impact. No pun intended, but it could be Global Force. It could be Impact. It could be, you know, whatever.
Global Impact.
Fuck.
Fuck yeah.
That's not bad.
They that's
changed
not bad.
It. They changed. They got rid of the stupid owl.
Thank God. That owl was terrible.
I used to call him Owly when I was watching the episode.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
I just want to get up and punch you.
Hello, Tony. Are you ready to do the impact review with me, Mr. Owly? Who?
They got
rid of me, though. I'm not going to be there anymore. I'm so sad.
That did make me sad.
I'm back in my cage. I got nowhere to go.
poor Mr. Who.
I don't know what to do now.
Ally.
I'm curious to see where they go with
Ally's
a bunch
got
of
a wife and kids,
though.
Too.
I have kids. I have a wife. I can support them by being the letter on the poster on the billboards. I was a big part of the new impact. I was an anthem owl. Now I'm in a cage. Oh, laying down. And you know when the bird lays down, you know the bird's sick. I'm sick, owl.
Ah, poor Owly.
I'm gonna die. I could turn my head all the way around, and no one cares because I don't have a job. What is that?
It's the Owl City theme song.
All right.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
So, yeah, Impact is going in a completely different direction.
Without me.
And I can speak for everyone in this room when I say we're excited to see exactly what they do.
I'm excited, too.
We didn't get any report on the tapings from our friend Tara.
No,
she was front row, but...
She's not real.
She's wearing our shirt.
Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones, they hit her with the thing, and she forgot everything.
Yeah.
The club.
Well, we could only be so lucky.
Bashed her like a fucking seal.
The Hardy Boys don't sign with TNA. They sign with, well, quote-unquote, sign with Ring of Honor.
Well, they're signed till the end of April, or the beginning of April, excuse me.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think... They say they're signed, but they're being advertised up until that pay-per-view on April 1st.
Like I said, I think it was off-air before, right? Did I talk about this off-air?
Off-air?
No, off-air. Off-air. Yes.
Au-pair?
Au-pair? Oh, I have funny au-pair stories. Off-air that they're probably just biding their time until the copyright goes through and he can own Broken Matt.
Yeah, was off-air.
Yeah, that's pretty much, I think, what's going on.
If it works for them, though, and I mean, it was a huge surprise Friday night, or no, Saturday, excuse me.
Saturday.
At the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, where the lights went out after the Young Bucks match, and then they came out and they challenged them.
They challenged the Bucks of Youth, yes!
And they took the straps from them, which was pretty cool. Haven't seen the show yet, but I heard... nothing but rave reviews, and they were on Busted Open, which was quite entertaining.
Busted Open.
And we do like we did. We had Matthew Riddle last week, and it got picked up by a bunch of the dirt sheets. Kevin did a great press
wrestling
release.
Websites. Matthew,
I'm sorry,
dirt sheets.
But Busted Open is a nationally syndicated show.
Yes,
and they did Matt and Jeff on separate phone lines. Bad idea. Bad move.
Why'd they do that?
I don't know.
Maybe they weren't together.
Because no. I am at the Hardy compound, yes.
Yeah.
And Jeff is having a premonition with his Jeffervescence.
I lost my shit when he fucking said that.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It was great. The interview was good, but it was no different than something you would hear on our show where they were just, it didn't work.
I don't have a job anymore.
No, they're working Ring of Honor.
No, I don't.
So I take it they gave the Impact belts back?
Yeah, yeah. At some point, they had to.
They'll probably change them. They have TNA right in the middle. It's all new belts.
Yeah, that's the other thing. They're gonna have to change.
Obviously, that scares me. They're gonna be shitty.
You think? No, they'll be good.
They're gonna be the same design with just the
WWE logo. Belts are shitty. These will be good.
Tag belts are
they're okay because they have better colors.
The belt is just gonna be the Impact logo shape.
Oh, maybe they'll put me on.
It's gonna
belt.
Be the owl.
Well, that's what's gonna happen.
It's just gonna be a giant
fuck,
owl.
Fuck! Instead of an eagle, it's an owl. That's perfect.
Surprise! I'll re-employ.
And the bottom of all the belts says Anthem.
I can support my family, too. My wife won't leave me.
Hey, Jeff, owl family.
Jeff could take some of his gold and make new belts for him.
Maybe the gold will be made out of gold, and I'll be an owl. What do we look at that? There I go.
Oh, there he is, my buddy. Hi, Owie.
I'm going to be on the belt every night.
I'm going to miss you watching Impact next week, buddy.
I'll be there in spirit.
That's a tweet from Impact from 8 hours ago.
Oh, so the owl's not gone.
It's not in the logo, but the owl is there.
Yes. How great would it be at the beginning of every show, the owl's on a stand at the fucking at the top of the ramp.
Oh, they could do
like Frankie and Coco Beware.
Oh, he died in a fire. Coco Beware dropped his crack pipe and lit the couch on fire. And then Frankie died. And then Gladys was Frankie's mother. She's still broken up over it.
Didn't you bang her?
I did. We made para owls.
Let
baby.
Me tell you, you want to get goddamn Impact Wrestling? Put goddamn, take this owl over here.
Oh yeah,
you,
me, hi
yeah,
Jim.
Take you, Mr. Owl.
Yeah, hi.
Are you bigger or smaller than other owls?
Oh, I'm bigger in the brain, but I was the little baby or the little baby owl.
All right, because I don't know if you knew this, but
ooh, I'm a
but owls,
owl. I know everything. I'm wise.
Owls have reverse sexual dimorphism,
oh,
where females are larger than the males.
I know, isn't that fucked up?
It's a little weird, but here's what we do. We put you, yep. Right, we take you, we put you right up there
okay.
On the perch, and ooh. Then fucking Moose comes out.
No.
Moose.
No.
Moose.
No.
No, you're going to say who.
Who.
Moose.
Who.
Moose.
Who.
Goddamn, we're over like fucking Rover.
Boy, you're a genius.
Well, that's what they tell me. Jim Cornette is here. You know what, then? Impact, very deep, dim the lights, because owls, you are a nocturnal animal.
I like the nighttime, that's
you do
sure.
Like the nighttime.
Well, I can
now,
see
we'll
well.
Get... Here's what we'll do. I'll take that little rat face, Dixie Carter.
Okay.
All right, I'll take her. I'll give her a job. She is responsible for getting you your little rodents that you can eat.
Ooh.
Are you mice, rats, and hares?
I like a hare.
You like a hare?
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh.
That's how we're going to... What?
Huh?
What are you... This guy over here is making faces.
What the fuck is he saying?
He's an owl.
This is great.
He likes hares.
Were you saying poo?
Who?
Who, me? Who do you think?
You idiot. The fuck you think I'm saying? A goddamn owl. I have a job now.
I don't speak owlese.
I said who, motherfucker?
Now, we're going to have to trim your talons.
Oh, no.
But don't need you getting your shit, your talons all in the hair of like a Karen Jarrett.
I'll be careful.
Can't have that.
No.
And if you can avoid any kind of camouflage situations where you're hiding and scaring people, that'd be much appreciated.
Oh, God, try.
What?
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 Look, I got to watch out for to goddamn. We're looking to get Impact over. I got a goddamn talking owl.
Well, we're a team.
All right, we're going to get Impact over.
Well, we are. The Anthem.
An owl.
An Anthem owl.
Fucking genius.
That's what
but
that
what
is.
Does he do? What? No offense, Mr. Owl. What is it that you're going to do?
I who?
Who you?
I not do. Moose.
What?
Who? Moose.
Jim Neidhart?
Jesus Christ. Bring back Jim Neidhart, put the mask on him, and then you got the owl next to who?
Yeah, so he can shake his way down the aisle. Nothing?
That's not funny. You gonna make fun of alcoholism?
Yeah, that's not cool, man.
Is he? I don't know. Why's he got the shakes?
Didn't he still steal pills and stuff from somebody's house?
I don't know. He's a wrestler. Shocking. That happens?
Dummy.
Yeah. You idiot. You idiot.
Goddamn woo.
You idiot.
So in the with the addition of the Hardy showing up, Bully Ray showed up at the end of the Ring of Honor show.
They didn't use Bully Ray.
Oh, great. Did he ask anybody if their mothers taught him how to suck dick? No,
but the whole crowd chanted ECW because they're fucking retarded.
Oh, stop. You would have been chanting the same thing.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
I wouldn't.
You're a
You wouldn't get behind a good ECW chant, the Hammerstein Ballroom?
No, because all those fucking retards say ECW, and I want to punch everyone in
ECW is
mongoloid faces. It's not an ECW chant. Bunch of idiots. ECW. It was never ECW, you fucks. 99% of those motherfuckers were never even the fucking ECW arena anyway. They were eight. They were like 7 or 8 years old when that shit was on TV.
Yep.
They don't know anything, faggots.
Wow. Wow, that's bold.
It is. ECW, we never went to a show. ECW, what's a dub? Rubber dub pub. Fucking slap them. Slap them all. Slap all those fucking idiots in the face.
I would love to do like
a slap fest and slap.
No, like I would like to take you to like a bunch of like Impact shows and like Ring of Honor shows and just like record you like interacting with fans.
I wouldn't interact with
fans. Like because like when I go when me and Kevin go to shows, like Kevin's the guy. Kevin, he'll talk to anybody, he'll make like I couldn't be
I'm
fucking
drunk.
Look, whatever works.
No.
It's great for the Shining Wizard brand because Kevin will talk to people and say, I'm Kevin from the Shining Wizards, this is Matt, and I'm usually like 10 feet away from Kevin by this point
because
I don't want to talk to anybody. I think you should do that.
I know. I used to talk. I was kind of nice in the beginning. I can't talk to these fucking people.
Because we talked about it when we went to the Ring of Honor show. There was a guy who was like a referee, and he kept yelling that Kyle O'Reilly sucks.
Oh, that was the worst.
I would just turn around and tell him it's fucking fake and shut up and sit down.
Well, if you work in the business, I think you should just kind of like...
Oh, he was a real ref.
Yeah.
Ah.
He worked at some companies. We'll leave it at that.
Indie ref.
Oh, well, not like what kind of companies are you talking?
Well, he kind of embellished it because someone from House of Glory got in touch with me afterwards and said that he never reffed there. And he never reffed at like any reputable, not reputable, but so maybe
like a backyard ref.
Smaller level companies.
Backyard ref.
Basically.
Oh, fuck that guy.
So, but he told me that he reffed at like House of Glory and this and that. And
yeah, he's full of shit. Let's do that, Matt. I'll go to a show and we'll just tape. We'll just make a little mini documentary. Yeah, but a lot of these people I like. Like I don't want to cause a scene at shows that I'm friends with people that are running it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's
true. We should go to like a fucking shit. I can't think of a show we can
go to.
A
pro wrestling magic show. Yeah, we know everybody.
It's so weird that we've gotten to the point where we know at least one person on the card, if not more.
Oh, more than that.
How about we go on a road trip to one of these fucking, like, in the barn wrestling shows in the Midwest somewhere?
Like Indiana?
Yeah.
But nah,
That's too easy. I'd rather pick on, you know what, I'll do an ROH show.
Go to Kansas.
Fuck them.
No, like, one
I'll
of these
do that.
Fucking,
I wish
like,
we went to this past show.
I'll do an ROH, an ROH show. I'll have fun there. I'll have fun. Record me talking to those kids.
No, go to a fucking podunk town.
It's too easy.
Where they think like Hillbilly Bob is like the next John Cena.
I would much rather be around those fans.
Y'all gonna see Billy Bob.
Yeah, I would love to be around those fans. So much more than like the Ring of Honor fans that chant ECW but never went to a show.
You might have a good time at a Ring of Honor show though.
I'm sure.
We went to one.
Yeah.
And your brother had the cutoff t-shirt on with all the writing on it. He was standing next to us.
Oh, God.
You have a brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like Richard Simmons' retarded cousin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flattened out the pennies.
Five times seven is 90.
So Ring of Honor has a lot of interesting things going on going into WrestleCon weekend. Rick Rude was announced.
No, I'm just saying, and they have that pay-per-view coming up.
Yeah, WrestleCon weekend, April 1st.
No, the pay-per-view's in Vegas, isn't it?
The 15th anniversary.
And in the
15th anniversary show, but they are doing Supercard of Honor on April 1st.
Gotcha.
Down there in the Orlando area. But Rick Rude going into the Hall of Fame, too. I didn't mean to cut you off there, Kevin.
Oh, it's fine.
The only positive thing about that is getting to hear his music again.
I agree.
Who accepts?
Ricky Steamboat.
Steamboat.
No,
they already said
he inducts.
Who's inducting? Who's accepting?
Bobby Heenan's jaw.
Does he have a wife? Was he married?
Michelle Roberts?
That'd be great. This is the best song.
Yeah, I think he was a family guy, was it?
Right, yeah, I had a wife.
I'm going to say something that might not be the most popular thing ever.
Kevin doesn't like Rick Rude.
I love Rick Rude. I'm just kind of over...
Inducting dead
people. The Hall of Fame?
Yes, inducting dead people into the Hall
of
Fame.
But that's the WWE MO.
So if you die, you shouldn't go into the Hall of Fame?
No. You should go in. I don't think they should do like a thing. It's weird for me. I don't know why.
They do it every year.
I know they do. And I'm the more recent years, I'm just kind of like over it.
Yeah.
That's their thing, though.
Yeah.
You get a dead guy, you get a woman, you get...
Black guy.
A black guy, a tag team.
But Teddy Long deserves it, let's be honest. Beth Phoenix, I don't think, deserves it.
Teddy Long definitely deserves it.
And I hate... Every year we have this conversation, so get the fuck over it. We're going to have it every year for the rest of time.
What?
Who deserves it and who doesn't deserve it.
Well, the problem
is...
It's whatever. Well, it's subjective, too. Yeah, you can't really...
Like, Beth Phoenix, I didn't get a chance to respond to last week, but like...
Too soon.
I agree.
What did she do?
She had a solid fucking career. Don't get me wrong.
As the Glamazon to fucking Santino Marella?
I think she held like the belt like five times or something like that.
So did Charlotte. She's not going in the Hall of Fame this year.
She's still an active worker.
Another fucking horse face.
It's
too young, though. Beth Phoenix is like younger
than me.
Our
age. Yeah.
She's younger than me.
So like, I get it. Like, if you want to put her in, it's just, it's more of a head scratcher than it is like, she doesn't deserve it. It's just a little confusing.
She does deserve it. I just feel like, not yet.
It's weird.
Is
like
Ivory
Victoria?
The whole thing?
Like Ivory or Victoria? You could have
seen Ivory's got a shit.
Are you kidding me? She was one of the original Glow Girls and made her way all the way through to fucking WWE and won the women's title a bunch of times.
She made it to the WWE like 20 years after Glow was a thing.
Victoria would be
spunky Ivory. She was Right to Censor Ivory. She had a feud with China.
She was a 3-time champion.
Yeah, dude, Ivory. I'd see
everyone was
Beth
a
Phoenix.
3-time champion in that 90.
Well, I wouldn't go
period.
Put Nikita or Hervina in or whoever the fuck.
Hervina.
Harvey Whippleman.
Oh.
No,
but like Victoria is like the first name that comes to mind that should be in before Beth Phoenix.
Who's in? Jackie or Jazz or both?
Jackie's in.
Well, here's the problem is the first name I think of is China, but
well,
she's not in good
not
standing
happening.
And she falls into the death
and
category.
She's not standing.
And all the
she's
bullshit.
Not standing at all.
But yes, I agree with Kevin. There's better choices.
Yeah.
And you can't. Because wrestling is subjective, there's no way to figure out who's in the Hall of Fame.
There's a list.
Yeah, there's a list, but there's no way where you could
the fact that the Hall of Fame was around
for 15 years and Bruno wasn't the first person in.
No, I get it.
I get
well,
that it's
Andre
a work.
The Giant was. That's deserving to be the first.
Yeah, I get given that position.
I think
to
Bruno
Andre.
Should have been in before Andre.
Well,
yeah,
they
but
hated
Andre,
Bruno then.
Yeah, but Andre had just died, too.
I didn't.
Like, Andre was the whole reason that the Hall of Fame came into existence.
I didn't die.
I think it would be... It would work better for them if they actually had a physical Hall
of Fame. I was just going to say that. A building.
Physical Hall of Fame. Who deserves it? Who doesn't deserve it? It's the same conversation every year.
We'll have it every year, and we'll continue to have
it
forever.
But the thing is, like, they make these decisions, like the Beth Phoenix decision, and versus other sports... Beth Phoenix just flies up. No one, like, in 3 years, you're going to be like, who went in 2017? And off the top of your head, Beth Phoenix is the last fucking name you're going to think of.
Yeah.
But a baseball fan or a football fan can tell you 4 years ago, so-and-so went in. Like, Beth, if
yeah, but
she
the Baseball Hall of Fame is voted on, and not everybody who's an even outstanding player
so is the Football
gets
Hall
in.
Of Fame.
But not every outstanding player gets in.
But you
in.
Remember who goes in because they're quote-unquote Hall of Famers. Like, with all due respect to Beth Phoenix, she was good for the time that she wrestled because she was surrounded by, like, me. I can't wrestle for shit. I've never been in ring,
you
like, twice.
Yeah, you
so if
good.
You compare her to me, clearly she's 10,000
1,000 times better than me, and that's why she's getting into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the crop of women that were around when she was around weren't good.
Like, all right, say
I'm
if
sorry,
Mickey,
I don't mean
say,
to yell. I'm
say
sorry.
If Mickie James did not come back to WWE this yeah. last time around, she would probably be a Hall of Famer. Would they put her in this early?
But if you think about it, how many strong years did Mickie James have? Like, even her and Beth Phoenix, I think of them of having, like, what? They had, like, in my
parallel
memory, it feels like, what, a year or two they were there?
I'm going to go one better against Kevin. I don't know if Mickie James deserves to go in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, she does.
I don't. What did she do that puts her in the Hall of Fame?
She was a decent wrestler.
And?
That's what, it. You're right. I agree with you. Here's the thing.
What you have to do is that I think that we're, like, dating ourselves truly to where we don't think the women's championship means as much as the world championship, which it doesn't, 100%. But if you do put them on the same level, you put in someone that won their equivalent of the belt in. Like, so Beth Phoenix was a multi-time champion.
How many times did she really win that title?
I think 4 or 5 times.
Can we look up her actual, the amount of time she was in the WWE?
I think like 6 years.
We're talking Beth Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think 6 years she was there.
She was in Ohio Valley from 04 to 07.
She was a Pat in Ohio Valley.
Yeah, all right. So
she debuted in 06, and then she broke her jaw.
Okay.
And then she was out, and then she came back in 07 as the Glamazon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when did she actually leave?
She left in 2012.
Six years?
The first year she was kind of out.
So you say 2007 to 2012.
Okay, fine.
Still 5 years.
But she left in 2012, so she wasn't there the full 2012.
All right, well, all right. Even if you want to say it's 4 to 6 years, put it in that range. She had a good run.
Not a Hall of Fame run. She was a three-time women's champion.
Who'd she beat?
Divas champion, too, right?
Did they have them separate? And a one-time Divas championship.
Does it say who she beat?
Yeah, I just got to read through all this bullshit
Trish?
Real fast.
Probably.
I'm sorry.
Probably,
just
like,
give me a minute.
Michelle
she beat. She
sorry,
beat
Lake
guys.
Cool, didn't she?
She beat Michelle in. No, I'm sorry. Let me just.
That's
sorry,
fine,
guys. This
it's
is,
not. It's not. It's irrelevant.
It's not.
Really.
It's not. It's totally relevant.
All right, we're going women's championship first.
Yeah.
Let me just find the list here. Just bear with me. I'm sorry.
And then I'm going to make a comparison when you're done.
Well, while you're looking that up, we might as well move on and mention Jack Swagger asking for his release.
Yeah, he'll get it.
And they don't want to give it to him, though. They're like, no, he's still under contract, but whatever.
Don't give it to him.
They haven't been doing anything with him. And you know what? I was all in with Jack Swagger. When he fucking won the world title, when he cashed in Money in the Bank, I'm like, okay, this is great. They're strapping the rocket to him. They're giving him something to do, and then it was wah.
They always got a reaction.
Then it was Big Show.
Yeah, fucking WWE.
That was his first title feud.
It's terrible.
Big Show.
Their matches were terrible.
Another guy to add to the list of people that they dropped the ball with was Jack Swagger. Dude.
Completely. All right, I'm going to put
on
I'm
so
put,
many different levels.
Yeah, yeah.
On the singles and the tag team with Cesaro
and the
Zeb Culture.
Yes.
Every single time they tried. He didn't do himself any favors, though, by the way, either. But that We the People shit is still over to this fucking day.
Yeah. And his music was great. He has an awesome look. He looks like a big guy, larger than life. Real quick, Beth Phoenix, who I think was a great wrestler, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her entire WWE run was just basically as long as we've been doing Wizards.
We should all be in the Hall of Fame.
I'm just saying, like, that is not a long time.
So nope. I found the Beth Phoenix statistics. She took the belt from Candice Michelle.
Ooh. Okay,
oh,
there you go.
Another fucking
oh,
Hall of
go.
Fame potential.
Wow. She improved a lot, though.
Nah.
She was not bad by the end of her
Kevin,
run.
Her tits got better.
Who else?
And then she held it for 190 days before she lost it to Mickie James.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
She won it back from Mickie James in an intergender winner-takes-all
tag
match.
Oh, was that the one with
match.
Kofi?
Oh. Yes.
All right, so that's shit.
Santino and Mickie against Kofi and Beth Phoenix.
Okay, that doesn't sound like a Hall of Fame career.
And then
me.
She was champ for 161 days before she lost to Melina.
Ugh.
With that kind of competition, is there any surprise why they let her hold the belt that long?
Because there was no one to defend it against.
Thank you. And then she won it from Michelle McCool.
Oh.
And she held it for 16 more days.
Yep.
And then dropped
strong.
It to Layla.
Well,
that's Hall of Fame to me.
Dropped it to Layla.
Before she was a Divas champion.
Layla!
Uh-huh.
And then she beat... It took a while for her to win. She beat Kelly.
There you go.
And yeah, then she was the champ for 204 days.
Yeah, because she was never defending it.
Before she lost it to Nikki Bella in a Lumberjill match.
Oh. There you go. That's a Hall of Fame career. Sounds like Virgil's career to me.
That's like 500 days as a champion, though.
Yeah, Moodle was a champion for thousands of days.
That ain't bad.
Yeah, it depends on what kind of champion you are.
Mae Young was never champion, and she's in the Hall of Fame.
She deserved it. She was taking bumps at 85.
I was eating Moolah's box.
Mae Young was taking bumps at 85, while Beth Phoenix is retired at 32.
I had to dig through her hairy canary. Damn it!
I think. Why did Beth Phoenix stop? Was she released?
Preggers?
Yeah, is she a pregnant? Isn't she married to Edge?
No, they're not married. They're just boyfriend. They have a kid. Yeah,
I think
put sperm in her.
I think Beth Phoenix was around at the wrong time. I wish that
that's
Beth,
fair.
If Beth Phoenix was around now, holy shit, the matches we could get out of her, yeah. Fuck.
And she probably still could if she wanted to.
Yeah, definitely. If we had a good 5-year run of Beth Phoenix from, say, like 2 years ago when everything started with the Divas Revolution, it's maybe the next 3 or 4 years, all the girls they have now, then she retired, and then like 7 years later, they did a Hall of Fame and dropped her, and I'd be like, fuck yeah. Definitely.
Fuck yeah.
Definitely. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Because she was, I remember, like, she was the only one that could work at the time.
She drew a lot of comparisons for her size to, I think, if I'm not mistaken, China, because she was, like, the most jacked up female we had seen since China. So, like, she came in with a lot of hype. And again, I get the Hall of Fame, whatever, it's subjective, it's a work, it's whoever Vince wants to put in.
It's too early for her.
I think that, I agree with you, if she was either around like now or even in that era just before her with Trish Stratus, with Victoria, with which she may have been for all I know.
She was at the end of Mickey James.
Yeah, so she probably would have had amazing matches then as she would have now with Sasha and Becky Lynch and these people.
Yeah.
But again, it's not the first person I'd put in, but it's also not completely out there. It's just a little bit confusing. That's all.
It's confusing. Yeah. It's confusing. I would say, you know, I mean, like, if you're gonna throw someone in, and at least she's still alive.
It's a
but she's so young.
Yeah, she's and in her
like,
30s.
Like next year they're gonna
induct 47.
Pat Buck. Next year, Pat Buck in the Hall of Fame.
Pat Buck, congratulations!
Congratulations to the Hall of Fame.
You earned it. 100%.
Before we pull this into the station, you have Shaq. Is there something important with Mr. O'Neill that we need to know
He is
about?
Saying that the talks to work the Big Show are back on when they had previously stalled.
Does anyone care at this point?
Don't give any shits. Big Show is in tremendous shape. He's going to give Braun Strowman a run for the money in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, but he will be succumbed.
Succumbed? Will Tatanka be in it again randomly like last year?
Oh.
If you are waiting for the rant, Drew's running a few minutes behind, so you are stuck with the Shining Wizards for a couple extra minutes. RantEMRadio.com.
Is Drew doing a line of coke in the bathroom?
That's it. Drew?
No,
that's...
Drew's cleaning up the bathroom because Phil passed out again.
Hey, sleepy Phil.
Guys, I ride the train for 92 hours. I get to work. I'm just, everybody hates me. No one's good to me at work. I'm on the fucking ferry. I made a friend with the guy who
rides the ferry.
Like movies. I'm just tired, depressed. My life is just depressing. I love my family. Don't get it twisted.
I keep forgetting the fucking plug Blue Apron.
Plug Blue Apron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the only people that want to pay us.
Go to ShiningWizards.com. Click on the top banner. $30 off your first order. I ordered Blue Apron.
Ooh, yes.
For me and the wife.
Did we get a read yet from Blue Apron?
No, there's no read for Blue Apron. We don't need a fucking read. You just need this. I can't cook for shit.
Here we go.
I make fucking grilled cheese.
Yeah.
I make tacos.
Yeah.
And I make something we call Sloppy Joe Hot Pockets, which is pretty much Sloppy Joe's stuffed inside a biscuit, and then you fucking put it in the oven.
And you wonder why you have weight issues.
We call those Enzos and Casses.
A boo.
So Sloppy Joe Hot Pockets.
So I ordered the Blue Apron, and because my wife does not eat beef or pork, we had to modify it with chicken and fish and vegetarian options.
Your wife eats fish.
It's a mess.
It's
so
nice.
Last night, I made the chicken yakanuki.
Yes.
With sesame, marinated carrots, and garlic.
Mm.
This is something I need to shoot with the Mevo. I was like the fucking Tasmanian devil in the kitchen. It came out.
And that's a shoot.
It came out very good.
Shoot.
Very okay. good.
All right.
Which is quite a surprise.
Are we going to do an Uso Blue Apron cooking show with the Wizards?
You heard it here.
We Blue should. Apron. We should 100% do it.
We should get Lance Anahi here to do it with us.
You can't fuck it up. The directions are right. As long as you follow the card and pay attention to what you
but
may.
But it's subject to change.
Yes. Oh, fucking boo-hoo.
God. That was a good thing. It's a good thing that Hacksaw Jim Duggan is doing comedy
that
now.
Was fucking good. It's a perfect. Listen, fuck you.
Oh.
That was fucking amazing. Oh. It's subject to change.
Oh. Jesus!
Yeah, all right. I'm here all week. Fuck it.
But definitely, it was so much fun. I think we're going to make salmon tomorrow night. And then I'm going to make pitas, falafel on Thursday.
Pita!
So check it out, shiningwizards.com. Click on the Blue Apron, $30 off. It comes out to $10 a person.
And it's delicious.
It is fucking. My wife was amazed. She was amazed because I can't cook for shit.
Yes, again, mash.
Just because I work in the food business doesn't mean I know how to fucking cook. Okay,
I make a pizza.
Number three prostitute.
So definitely check it out. If you're gonna buy something from Amazon, go to shiningwizards.com. Click on the Amazon link. We get like a dime for every like $19 you spend.
That's drugs.
It's me, a Mario. Right. Yeah,
that was funny.
But that dime goes a long way for Studio A and B.
Hey,
Matt. And next week we'll have a Tier 1 champion, Darius Carter. Will be our guest, whether it be in studio or over the phone. We're still working out some logistics. And the 21st, we have Joey Janela and Giancarlo joining us.
And a special surprise.
Oh, I wasn't gonna say anything. I know we wanted to keep it on the DL.
Yes.
But we are full bore heading towards WrestleCon, WrestleMania, WrestlePro this weekend. Keep your ears tuned to the Shining Wizards wrestling show, podcast, whatever you want to call it. Kevin, you going to be doing any comedy this weekend?
No!
No.
I think Drew just
rock
came out of the
and roll Dave Sturcio. Rock and roll Dave Sturcio. Rock and...
My name is Dave. I have a show on the Shining Wizards Network. We talk about football, WrestlePro, and I give you advice on your life.
I had 2 matches in my life, but 92 people would come to see me because they were my family.
What time?
Rock and roll Dave Sturcio. Rock and roll Dave Sturcio. I used to think I was Ryback, but now I am his friend.
I had a match with Jim Duggan. I lasted longer than stunning Steve Austin.
Oh, wow.
Rock and roll Dave Sturcio. Rock and roll Dave Sturcio.
Love you, Dave.
Good night, Dave.
Drew is back, and we are out.
Yeah. We are out.
Good night. See you next week, freaks.